Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. It's the semifinals of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Northwest Missouri State coming in with a 23-8 record and coming off a win last night over Northern Sun Conference team Winona State, 98-77. Tonight, Northwest faces the number one seed in this tournament, Minnesota State Mankato. They come in at 30-4 and they're coming off a win yesterday in their opening round game against Harding, winning that matchup 97-56. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, a little bit later start than we expected to start this second game of the semifinals here this evening due to the length of the game that just concluded. That was a bloodbath between two MIAA schools in Central Missouri and Missouri St. Louis, and the Mules out of Central Missouri with a 94-84 win over Missouri Southern.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Missouri Southern got down by 20, made a great comeback, got it within single digits, got it within a couple of possessions, and then, you know, as it happens so many times when you're down by that much, you use so much energy coming back that you just finally run out of energy. And I think that's kind of what happened to Missouri Southern. But it was a tremendous college basketball game to watch if you were watching and not interested in who won between those two teams.
Three out of the four teams in the semifinal here in Mankato, MIAA schools. Northwest, of course, would like to make it an all-MIAA championship game on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. You know, and there's always talk about the strongest conference in the nation when it comes to basketball. You hear a lot of that talk with the MIAA, and a real chance to prove that, because not only would you guarantee an all-final if Northwest can win, but you guarantee an Elite Eight appearance by the MIAA if Northwest can get a win tonight as well.
For the Bearcats, it won't be easy. They face a Minnesota State Mankato team that comes in ranked ninth nationally. Again, they're the number one seed, so they get to host this regional tournament here, and a team that really is a very explosive offensive team.
Yeah, the one thing that's interesting is they're very similar to Northwest. They've got a really good point guard that can drive with the basketball. Not quite as quick as Deshaun Cooper, but he can drive and dish. He can shoot the ball as well. Very similar to Deshaun. They've got a good inside presence. I don't know if they're as deep inside as Northwest is, but as far as their starters and first guy off the bench, they're pretty strong inside as well. And I just think shooting the basketball is a big key for Mankato. They've got five guys that average more than 37% from outside the arc, two of those over 40%. So they're pretty incredible shooters. They hit 17 threes in yesterday's game. Now, wasn't a lot of defense from Harding on a lot of those threes, so there were quite a few open looks, but they are still very good at shooting the basketball.
Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Mankato going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back with more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota at the Taylor Center and Bresnan Arena with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. We're about 15 minutes or so away from tip-off time tonight in the second semifinal round game of the Central Region of the Division II National Tournament. Northwest at 23-8 and Minnesota State Mankato at 30-4. Traditionally, Matt, the Northern Sun Conference considered a more physical conference than maybe the MIAA, but last night Northwest really proved that they can handle physical play.
Absolutely. Winona State, the terms we heard coming in was it was going to be a bloodbath. They were going to play that physical of basketball. They did. But, you know, we talked about how inside especially, maybe not quite out at the on the perimeter as much, but inside, Northwest bigs have been beaten around all year long, and so that has prepared them for the matchup against a more physical team. Now, we did see the game start to be called a little bit tighter in the second half, which Northwest was able to adjust to. Winona was not, and I think that became a big factor overall in the ball game. But Northwest can play physical with anybody. I don't think that needs to be too big of a concern, even when you're playing a team in a conference that's known for it.
Minnesota State Mankato, like a lot of good basketball teams, played very well at home. They were currently in the middle of a 14-game winning streak with winning their last six here at the Taylor Center. And again, this is a team that takes advantage of some nice facilities here.
Absolutely. This is a tremendous gym, you know, a great location. One thing that also will help them out tonight is their hockey team's not playing. There was a chance that their hockey team was a Division I hockey team in the postseason, could have been playing tonight. They were in a best two out of three series against Northern Michigan, and they won the first two games two nights ago and last night. Had they lost either of those, the hockey team would have been playing, and I bet that would have drawn a lot of crowd out of this game. But unfortunately for Northwest, the hockey team swept that series, and we'll probably see a pretty good crowd here tonight.
Good. Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor in the Department of Natural Sciences, Dr. Aaron Johnson, was honored with the Alumni Association's Distinguished Faculty Award earlier this fall. He says he was humbled to receive the award.
I looked at the other honorees from the Alumni Association, and to see I was surrounded by people who were outstanding at what they'd done that had contributed in great ways to the university, it truly was humbling. I thought for a minute that maybe they'd called the wrong person. It's amazing to be recognized by alumni, to be recognized by the people that we work hard to train and to mentor and to educate, and so it truly was an honor.
Johnson says he believes it's important to get to know his students.
I want to know why they're here, what their long-term goals are, educationally and personally. If I'm going to do more than just teach a class, if I'm going to be a mentor, I have to get to know them. And I think that willingness to step out of my comfort zone and to try really to get to know those students makes a huge difference to them. I keep in touch with them afterward and routinely even text back and forth with some of our alumni just to kind of see how they're doing and to see if there's anything I can do to help.
Johnson also says he's proud of the work being done in the geology department.
That award could have gone to any one of a number of members of our department, our geology program. The faculty are amazing. It's easy to strive to be excellent when you're surrounded by excellence.
Northwest Associate Professor Dr. Aaron Johnson, this year's recipient of the Distinguished Faculty Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Mankato in the semifinals of the Central Region Tournament in Mankato. Talking now with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, before we talk about tonight's game with Minnesota State Mankato, let's go back to last night. A good win over Winona State and really jumped out on Winona very early in that game.
Yeah, I thought we came ready. We had a good game plan, and we executed it to start. We took the physicality to them, which is what you need to do against these NSIC teams. And then offensively, we were able to get whatever we want. They hadn't seen us yet, and so it was difficult for them to catch up and defend us.
I know in pregame yesterday, you talked about the importance of that inside-outside game, and you were able to get ball inside to Dillon quite a bit, but then kick it back out and had some easy looks from three-point range.
Yeah, Dillon and Deshaun, and Deshaun in particular, where he got in the gut a lot and created some havoc. And then, obviously, Dillon inside, you know, when you've got those two as threats, it opens everything up for everyone else.
And then defensively, I thought you just really frustrated Winona State with the type of defense you were playing last night.
Yeah, you know, we trailed the shooters and went through on the drivers and were able to guard their drivers and shooters. And then inside, we boxed them out, and that's the key to beating an NSIC team is make sure they don't get second chances.
Now you've got another Northern Sun team tonight in the host school in Minnesota State Mankato, and they put together a heck of a season. And really looks like one of the things that they're very strong on, first of all, is on the offensive side.
Yeah, they're very offensive-minded. They use their size defensively. Don't necessarily have a lot of interest in guarding. They just really they're so big that it helps them, a lot like Winona in that manner. And then offensively, everything goes to their point guard. He's as good as there is in the region, and so we're going to have to defend him and make sure that he doesn't make anyone else better.
Yeah, it looks like they've got a pretty good player inside as well.
Yeah, good player. It's not quite like the point guard where he's going to make people better. He's more of just a post scorer, and he's not going to pass it out. So we're going to have to make sure that we're there and dig on him and hopefully dig it out of there.
When you look at what they do defensively, you touched a little bit about that, but what are some of the things you can do against them defensively?
You got to be able to keep it out of Monahan's hands, the point guard, as much as possible. Just wear him down and frustrate him, and as he goes, they go. That's 100% the key.
Yeah, as far as offense, what can you do with what they do defensively?
Same as Winona. I mean, they're pretty similar to Winona as far as their defense goes. Probably won't extend as much on their ball screens, but defensively, you can get that penetrating pitch stuff, and then you can go inside, and they kind of just sit, you know, 5-6 feet off you, and you always have a shot, but you never have a shot.
All right. Well, again, just real quickly, some of the big keys to the game.
Same as yesterday, go inside, box out, and then obviously defend the point guard.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Northwest Missouri State-speaking Bearcats will travel to Indianapolis to compete in the Pi Kappa Delta National Comprehensive Tournament next Thursday through Sunday. This will be the final tournament for the Speaking Bearcats this season. Last month, Northwest freshman public relations major Emily Myers and freshman marketing major Nick Van Ross won the national title for public forum debate. Myers says it was a very humbling experience to win.
We were not expecting it at all. We're both freshmen going into the national tournament, and we knew that the reigning national champions were there and were in our pool, so we decided we were just going to take it one round at a time, and we were hoping to even pull away with a single win, so we were very excited.
She says she is especially grateful for winning after going through a difficult childhood battling a speech impediment.
When I was younger, as soon as I started speaking, my parents realized I had a speech impediment. I couldn't say S's and I couldn't say my L's, and I just could barely be understood when I was younger. So I started taking speech classes, And then in first grade, I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So then I was also in special education for that until about sixth, seventh grade.
After a speech impediment, Myers didn't ever think she would become a public speaker. She says it happened when she overcame her fear and got involved in theater in high school.
By the time I got to high school, I had an amazing speech and debate coach, Trudy Kinman, in high school, who really pushed me and motivated me. And that was when I really discovered how much I loved public speaking. And that's when I decided that it was a special gift because majority of people hate it. So I definitely took it as a gift of mine that I enjoyed it so much, and I decided I wanted to pursue it.
Myers says faith in God plays a major role in her life and says he's the reason for her success. She plans to go into the seminary after college. Myers adds if anyone would like to become a part of the Speaking Bearcats, to contact their coach, Brian Swafford, at 660-562-1506.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota, and the Taylor Center on the Minnesota State Mankato campus. Time now to check the starting lineups for this matchup. But before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lineup for Northwest at 23-8 coming into tonight's game, the same as it has been throughout this season. At the guards, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. Coming off a big performance last night in the win over Winona State in the opening round of this Central Regional Tournament. He ended up last night with 29 points, at 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and at 3 steals. Now the guard is Bryston Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph, Lafayette, averaging nearly 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Honorable mention, All-MIAA performer and a member of the All-Conference All-Defensive Team. Now the guard is Connor Crooker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. Last night, he had 19 points, also pulled down 6 rebounds, a lot of those coming early in the ball game, helping set the pace for the Bearcats on the boards. Also, at a forward position tonight, Kyle Schlage, 6'10 senior out of Perth, Nebraska, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And the other post spot belongs to Dylan Starzl, 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. He was in double figures last night with 20 points. He had 3 rebounds and 2 assists as well. For Minnesota State Mankato, as you heard from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, one of the keys to this game for Minnesota State Mankato, Zach Monahan. He leads Division II in assists, averages 15 points a game, also pulls down to 3 rebounds. He also set the Mankato single-season record for assists this year. He's the Northern Sun Player of the Year and also the tournament MVP in the Northern Sun postseason tournament. And he's a 6'3 junior at that guard position. Also starting at a guard spot in this matchup, looking at a relatively tall lineup, is Gage Wooten. He's a 6'4 senior out of Aurora, Colorado. Transfers in from Missouri State West Plains. And he averages 14 points and 6 rebounds a game. He had a career-high 32 points in the Northern Sun Tournament against Augustana. And last night against Harding, he had 17 points to go along with 7 rebounds. Inside, Connor O'Brien, a 6'7 senior from New Prague, Minnesota. He started all 34 games up to this point on the season, averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds a game. Tanner Adler, a 6'5 senior from Deadwood, South Dakota. This is his only year with Minnesota State Mankato. He transfers from Black Hill State. Started 22 games this season. He averages 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. And another one of the keys for tonight's matchup inside, Asim Morai, a 6'9 junior out of Cairo, Egypt. He's a member of the All-Central Region First Team. He's averaging 16 points and 8 rebounds a game. Also a member of the Northern Sun First Team All-Conference squad. So that's the way the lineup's looking this one. Northwest at 23-8. Minnesota State Mankato at 30-4. We'll be back here ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs.
Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Number 22, Zach Moneyman.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's the semifinals of the NCAA Division II National Central Regional Tournament. Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Mankato, the host school, and the number one seed. Bearcats coming in as the number five seed. The winner of this semifinal will get Missouri, or rather the University of Central Missouri, in the championship game coming up on Tuesday evening. Again, the Mules winners over Missouri Southern tonight, 94-84.
Yeah, and a heck of a game there. I'm sure we're going to see a heck of a game here. This place is nearly packed. There's some seats on the ends that aren't quite filled, but it's going to be a good, energetic crowd. Lots of Bearcat fans here that were loud last night, and they're ready to do it again here tonight.
We talked a little bit about this last night. This is a relatively new facility. They opened this up in the 2000-2001 season, and they really have done it right. It's a great basketball venue for Division II basketball, and Matt, for our listeners who might be a little bit familiar with the Civic Arena in St. Joseph, kind of a similar feel to that. I think they did a lot of things to make this kind of a campus setting here with this setting, but boy, the seating is arranged and things. A little bit like Civic Arena.
Yeah, you've kind of got a concourse up above behind the seating surround. Of course, it's a bowl-type arena, so it does have a similar feel. Yes, a lot better condition, but that's what happens when it's that much newer, you know. But it definitely is a neat place for basketball.
What do you see as the keys to this matchup?
I still think it's inside for Northwest. You know, you need to get down inside and take advantage of what's been your strength all year long. I really don't think, like we talked about, Mankato does have some strong inside play, but don't have the depth. So Northwest needs to start inside, try to get the attention. Last night, that's what was key for them. They got the intention of the perimeter play to get down inside, and then that left a lot of wide open looks on the outside. I think it needs to be the same tonight for Northwest.
Minnesota State Mankato, a team that won the Northern Sun regular season championship, won the postseason tournament, and they're trying to win the Central Region tournament as well, but Northwest Missouri State right now standing in their way as the Bearcats and the Mavericks getting ready to go at it in this semifinal round matchup of the Central Region. The depth center for Northwest, Dylan Starzl, he'll jump it up against Connor O'Brien. Northwest for the second night in a row wearing their alternate gray uniforms with the white numerals and the green trim, and the tip is controlled by Minnesota State Mankato. They'll go from our right to our left. They're dressed in their white uniforms with the purple numerals trimmed in gold. Out to the top of key, Mariah looks on the left side and gets it to Monahan. Now they swing it out top of the key. High post right side for Mariah. Now right side, Monahan drives the lane up for the top of the glass and good. Zach Monahan makes it a 2-0 lead for the Mavericks over the Bearcats in this semifinal round game. Rashawn Cooper had 29 points in last night's win over Winona State. Goes right side with it. Is Crooker on the right wing. Man-to-man defense out of Minnesota State. Cooper out between the circles, dribbles right side. Now off the left wing, gets it to Williams. Bryson with one dribble, back right side for Cooper. Cooper penetrates to the free throw line, down the lane left, dishes low left side, ball tipped loose, Cooper comes up with it, kicks it out left side for Williams, a long three on the way by Bryson, misses, fight for the board inside, Slate trying to bring it away from a couple of defenders, but it's picked up by the Mavericks. Monahan goes high post right side, Marai, now looking low right side, in the lane, they pick it back left side, on the left wing, Adler a three attempt, rims around it out, rebound tipped by Crooker, goes to Cooper, and Northwest from air left to our right. Cooper looks on the left wing, finds Williams, takes a couple dribbles, back pedals, out front right side, Cooper now on the right wing for Crooker. Crooker with the left-handed dribble through the lane, takes a left wing for Williams. Now left side, Crooker on the wing. Right-handed dribble through the lane, a little left-handed runner, too hard, rebound, Starzl trying to put it back up, stripped out of his hands, and a hill ball. O'Brien got a hand on the ball, and gets the hill ball called, and Northwest will get it with the alternate possession. Northwest inbound, baseline left. Sean Cooper getting ready to trigger it in. And brings it on the left wing, Williams. Now back to Cooper in the left corner. Dribbles with that right hand out to the top of the key. Cross court right side for Crooker. Back left side, Cooper. Cooper calls out the play, holds it now, dribbles. Gets a screen by Slake, now brings it to Slake on the left side. Left corner baseline for Williams. Drives, goes low right side for Starzl. Shot fake up with a shot and a foul. And this will get Dillon to the free throw line. Last night, early in the game, Winona State bought on several shot fakes out of Starzl. That time it gets him to the free throw line. Foul going on Gage Wooten. That will be his first, team's first. Starzl at the line to shoot two. Front end of the two shot. Good. Starzl last night, 20 points, 3 rebounds, and a couple of assists. Second free throw, up and good.
He was probably one pass away from 3 or 4 more assists where he kicked it out, and then one extra pass gave Northwest an even more wide open look they converted on.
One hand across the timeline, dribbles right side on Bryson Williams. Now goes left side with the left-handed dribble, back out to the top of the key. And throws it away, want to go back to left side and try to find O'Brien to cut right, the ball over his head and out of bounds. So the turnover will give Northwest the ball, and that's an uncharacteristic turnover out of Zach Monahan. Leads the nation in assists this season. A 2-2 ball game, Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato. Across the timeline, right side goes Cooper, dribbles to the right wing. Out front, Crooker, left side on the wing for Williams. Drives to the baseline, to the bucket, up for the shot, blocked away, inside rebound, tipped by Slake off the rim, won't go, and finally pulled away inside, and clearing it out is Mariah. And Allen on the right side goes to Monahan. Monahan now through the lane with a hook pass to Mariah, driving the lane, whistling the foul. And this foul will go on Northwest. Connor Crooker will pick up the foul. That will be Crooker's first. And we'll get Asim Mariah to the free throw line, the 6'9 junior out of Cairo, Egypt. Averages 16 points, 8 rebounds a game, but he is only a 55% shooter at the free throw line, and he sinks the first one. Zach Snyder into the game. Slate goes to the sideline. Zach last night gave Northwest a big boost off the bench.
And Mariah getting a warning here. He kind of stepped over the line. It was pretty close to being too early, and the official told him to watch it.
Second free throw rattles around out, and Northwest with the rebound. Williams will give it to Cooper. In Northwest in this first half, going from our left to our right at the Taylor Center in Mankato. Off the right side, Cooper. Top of the key, Williams. Left side, Crooker on the wing. Gets a screen by Starzl. Now back to Cooper. Dribbles to the right wing. Now out top. Goes right side, finds Schneider in the right corner. They spin it left side, Crooker with it on the wing. Left corner for Williams. Man-to-man defense out of Minnesota State. They'll play primarily man-to-man. Out front left side, Cooper. Five on the shot clock, a long three off the left wing, off the front of the rim left. Rebound though, Schneider kicks it back out two ways between the circles. Right side, Crooker. Crooker dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass in the lane, knocked loose and picked up by Monahan. He'll go on the fast break the other way. Right to left of the bucket, lays it up and misses the layup, but a foul on the floor. And this one will come up on Crooker. And Connor will pick up his second foul. Now we'll get Matt Wallace off the bench and into this ball game. Monahan will go to the line to shoot two. Monahan, a 69% shooter this year, and he gets to the line a lot. 124 of 179 on the year. kind of shrugs his shoulders. Free throw on the way to her.
And that's something in a game like this that you got to have, is you got to be able to hit free throws. And it's too early to tell now, but that could be a potential negative, huge negative for Minnesota State.
Mavericks just 13th in the Northern Sun in free throw shooting percentage this season. Second free throw is good by Monahan.
Which is amazing at how many of them shoot over 37% from three-point range.
4-2 game. Mavericks in front of the Bearcats. Out to the top of Key Cooper. Dribbles to the right wing. Left side for Snyder. Back to Cooper on the right side. Right wing for Wallace. Now to Cooper. Dives the line to the bucket and kicks a two. Scores a two-lane on the play. Raises it up and in. And it's a 4-4 ball game. Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato. Just over 16 minutes left in the first half. On the right side, Wooten. Out to the top of the key, Marai. Goes left side, gets it to Monahan. He leaps over Williams to bring it down. And now Williams trying to fight his way through a screen. A whistle and a foul coming up. And this will go on Bryson Williams, uttering his first. Officials for today, Lewis Garrison along with Jeff Campbell. I'm Pat Bay. Bay out of MIAA. Inbound four of the Mavericks. Monahan between the circles. Guarded by Wallace. Pulls up the dribble, looks left side for Connor O'Brien. Tries to go high post from a ride ball, tipped loose by Sargent, picked up by Northwest. Williams, one on three, through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in! And Northwest is their first lead of the game, 6-4 with 15:49 left in the first half. Monahan into the front court, looks left side. Adler is swinging right side on the wing for O'Brien. Now out front, Marai lobs it left side. Monahan leaps up, brings it down. Now back to Marai, high post at the right side. Through the lane he goes, drives on Stars off the glass, and good. Alright, makes it a 6-6 ball game. 15 and a half minutes left in at the first half. Cooper walks it across the timeline, takes the top of the key. Left side pass Snyder, now to Wallace on the left wing. Wallace at the top of the key, goes into the right corner, finds Williams, low right side for Starza, trying to post up with Marai. Now front right side Williams, now back left side with it is Cooper, trying to dribble left side, back cuddles to the wing, to the top of the key. Now finds Snyder, turns, quick three on the way, off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound Marai inside for Minnesota State. Out at right side for Monahan, and he'll take it across the 10-second line to the top of the key. Sets up, wants the three off the rim left. Rebound, stars up for Northwest. Alec Cooper, and he'll gallop down the right sideline into the front court to the right wing. Guarded by Monahan, takes it top of the key, pulls up right side Wallace, trying to look inside. Trying to get to Starzl, now does, low post right. Starzl picked up by Murray, trying to post up with him. Takes a dribble, end of lane, spins inside, kicks it left wing, open Snyder on the wing, three on the way, good, and a foul! Liz, we have Zach in the free throw line as he knocks down the three. The NFL coming up on Minnesota State.
One case of great ball movement, but Starzl had the ball so long he really made Minnesota State nervous. That left Snyder wide open.
O'Brien commits the foul. We got a break in the action. 14-28 left in the first half. Northwest 9, Minnesota State Mankato 6. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State 9 and Minnesota State Mankato 6, 14-28 left in the first half. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Zach Snyder picking up where he left off last night.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, that's a big key for both of these teams. They want to see some early outside shots go down, try to get some momentum from out there, and that three just a moment ago, the first one of the game for either team.
And that makes it a four-point trip down the floor as Snyder knocks down the free throw. It's a four-point Bearcat lead, 10-6. 14 and a half minutes left in at the first half. Monahan across the timeline. High post rifle Murray. Now looks on the left wing. With it on that left side. Edler in the lane. Murray. Into the right corner. Gets it to Hanks, who checked in during the timeout. Knocks down a three from the right side. Alex Hanks with just his 7th 3 of the season. 10-9, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Mavericks. On the left side, Wallace handling the point duties here. Grant Kozak checked in during that last timeout. He's at the post on the left side, giving stars over you. Cooper on the right side, takes it top of key. Right side for Wins, bounce pass low right for Kozak. Turns, takes the jump over Murray, knocks it down. With a piece of jump on that right side, and Northwest in front, 12-9. 13:40 left in at the first half. Top of the key is T.J. Okafor. Low left side for Murray. Drives in the lane, knocks those head pressure dishes low in the lane for Okafor. Ball out of bounds, it was a long two Northwest.
Murray getting a little frustrated.
Last night it was apparent that Winona State hadn't seen the type of defensive intensity that Northwest has, and might be the same case here tonight with the Mavericks. Wallace will take it across the timeline. He looks over at Coach Ben McCollum. Now crosses the line off the left side. Dribbles left. Now back right through the lane. Kicks it in the right corner for Snyder. Picked up by Okafor off the right side. Now they go left side for Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key. Right side for Wallace. Low post right for Kozad. Leaps up, brings down the pass. Turns, faces the bucket, tries to drive in the lane. Up with a shot. Won't go in a foul. This will go on Zach Lomashko. He checked in during that timeout of play and playing in the inside. And he picks up his first foul. 6'8 junior of Blaine, Minnesota.
And this is a position with Murray out of the ball game where Northwest needs to take advantage. They have a definite advantage inside, whether it be Kozad inside or Starzl inside.
Kozad, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, toes the line, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. Grant with 3 points coming off the bench. He's an 80% shooter from the free throw line. Northwest in front, 13-9. Winner will get Central Missouri Tuesday night here in Mankato. Second free throw by Kozad is good. 14-9, Northwest Missouri stay in front. Just over 13 minutes left in at the first half. Monahan across the timeline. High post right side pass for Romesco. Now back to Monahan, top of the key. Pulls up, wants the three out front, off the front of the rim. No rebound tip, and Okafor comes down for rebound. As he brings it out between the, in the lane, gets called for a travel violation by moving on the ball between three Bearcats. And the travel call gives it to Northwest. 12:49 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 14-9. Cooper, I'll take it across the 10-second line. Dribbles right side. Now back left, being chased by Monahan. Trying to look inside, out front for Snyder. To Williams, now right wing for Wallace. Wallace with the left-hander dribble to the top of the key. Back right side for Williams. Low right side for Kozad. Takes it in the lane, up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tap, and Snyder crashes the board, brings it in. Brings it out front for Wallace. For this scouting report against Minnesota State, Northwest really wants to crash the board of five players out there. And Snyder gets the rebound. Right side is Kozad. Now to Wallace on the right. Finds Cooper right wing. Gets a screen by Kozad. Now left side Wallace. Shot clock's at 17. Wallace through the lane. Goes low. Trying to get it for Kozad. Tip loose back to Wallace. Now left side Snyder sets up. He'll take the three. Got it! Second three of the game for Zach Snyder. Northwest in front 17-9. And a timeout. Minnesota State Mankato.
What a great start for Northwest. The one thing that you always got to be aware of in games like this, and we have seen this in some of the other games, is you can't get too highs with the good parts of the game, and you can't get too low with the parts of the game you're not playing real well. So, Northwest, get excited. Be excited for a minute, and then coming out of this timeout, get back to even keel and get back to business, because we've seen big leads disappear. We've seen teams that you thought were out of it come back. So it's just a matter of trying to keep an even keel mentally throughout the entire 40 minutes.
Got a good crowd on hand of Minnesota State Mankato fans, Matt. But right behind us, a group of Northwest fans making the trip to Mankato, and they are making a lot of noise in here.
You know what? And they're not just that noisy just because they're behind us. This Mankato fan base is sitting on their hands. They're hardly a part of it. There's a small student section that is, but rest of the crowd just here to watch.
Connor O'Brien looks low left side as Murray back in the ballgame. Shot fake up with a shot on the glass on the left. Good. Right with 5 points, and it's a 17-11 Northwest lead. 11:37 left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline on the left side to the top of the key. Gets a screen by Snyder. Back to Snyder. Left wing three on the way. This one off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound inside pulled away by Mankato. And with that rebound was Hanks. Across the timeline, Monahan to the free throw line, through the lane to the bucket, drives on Cozad, whistle and a foul. And this one will go on Graham. Cozad will pick up his first foul. 6-point Bearcat lead, breaking the action. 11:20 left in the first half. Northwest 17, Minnesota State Mankato 11. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, on the Minnesota State Mankato campus, Northwest 17 and Minnesota State Mankato 11. Semi-final round game of the NCAA Division II National Central Region. Winner will face Central Missouri. West defeated Missouri St. Louis earlier today, 94-84. Monahan going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. He has 3 points so far tonight. He's just a 69% shooter at the free throw line. And a shoulder shark, free throw, nothing but it. 17-12, Northwest in front. Spins the ball, eyes the bucket, and the free throw rims around out, and the rebound is Tyler Funk for Northwest as he throws it away. Funk checking in during that last dead ball. Cooper across the timeline. Northwest right now has Starzl, Cozad, who will have the ball high post right side, along with Williams, Cooper, and Funk. Cooper on the right side on the wing. Cross court left for Williams. Gets a screen by Cozad. Goes left wing for Funk. Funk with the right-hander dribble through the lane to the bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound on the baseline. Cozad knocks it loose. Picked up by Funk. Right side Cozad. Back out front. Williams left side for Cooper. Cooper down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the left hand. His first bucket of the game. Northwest in front 19-12. Monahan walks it across the timeline. Guarded by Funk. Dribbles left side to the left wing. Bounce pass out front. Gets it to O'Brien. Now to Monahan on left wing. Fires the dribble. Bounce pass low right. Morai spins into the lane. Does off balance up for the shot. And a foul coming up. This will go against Northwest inside. And the foul will go on to the Bearcats. So that foul on Cozad, that'll be his second. Snyder off the bench, getting ready to go into the ballgame. Right at the line, free throw runs up. 1-for-3 at the line for the 55% shooter at the charity strike.
Yeah, a foul against his team isn't really a bad foul the way things have played out.
6'9 junior from Cairo, Egypt, back to the line. Second free throw rims out as well. And the rebound Williams for Northwest. We'll give it to Cooper. Northwest going from our left to our right in this first half. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles right side. Now out to the top of the key. Back pedals with the dribble. Left wing pass Williams into the left corner for Funk. Tyler out top with the dribble. Looks left side Williams. Williams. Now goes cross court right side Funk to the right corner for Cooper. Brings it to the wing to the top of the key. Sets up. Looks left side for Williams. Now he'll drive the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the shot. And the rebound pulled down by O'Brien for Minnesota State. On the fast break. Right side goes to Wooten on the wing. Sets up. Wants the three. It's short. Rebound tipped off the shoulder of Williams to Starzl. Now to Cooper. Cooper across midcourt right side to the right wing. Out front Snyder. Quick pass left side for Funk. It's a screen by Snyder. Now cross court right is Cooper. Drives on Monahan through the lane to the bucket. Kicks it left corner. Snyder open three on the way. Nothing but net. And Northwest Missouri State in front by 10, 22-12. 9 points
doing what they do, get it in the paint, either on the drive or the pass, and kick it out.
Monahan drives the lane to Buff as he went through the lane, and a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one will go on Starzl. That'll be his first. 22-12, Northwest Missouri State in front with 9:17 left in the half. Monahan getting back to the free throw line where he's 2-for-4 this evening. The Northern Sun's Player of the Year. He's also the tournament MVP in the Northern Sun Tournament. His free throw is good. And he has 5 points. Kirker and Wallace in. Funk and Cooper to the sideline. Ken Connor picked up a couple early fouls back out there with 9:17 left in the half. Monahan, a 6'3 junior from Palatine, Illinois, was 7 of 9 from the field yesterday against Harding. Misses the free throw. And Chase Effinger is Williams for Northwest. 22-13, Northwest in front. Wallace across the timeline, dribbles left side. Now top of the key, pulls up right. Out top now for Snyder. Right side for Wallace. Looks to bounce pass low right for Starzl. Trying to post up with Mariah. Dribbles in the lane, spins left. Fadeaway jumper in the lane. Short, but it's picked up by Wallace underneath. Wallace will dribble out of the pack and brings out left side for Williams. Now to Wallace, will take it to the top of the key. 8 on the shot clock, right side for Kirker. Down the lane, right side, running the foul. He'll get to the free throw line. Foul coming up on Asim Murray. That will be his first foul. And gets Connor Kirker to the line. Connor last night, 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists against Winona State. Left-handed free throw shooter knocks down the first. His first point of the game. Connor, a good one to have at the free throw line, an 87% shooter on the year. Second free throw, rims in. And Northwest up 24-13. Monahan will walk it across the timeline. 8:40 left in the first half. Looks left side. Wooten drives up with a shot and hits it with the right hand. Gage Wooten with the layup. It's a 24-15 Northwest lead. 8.5 minutes left in the first half. Walks to take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Now back right. Pulls up. Left wing Williams. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Russell steps out. Now right side for Walks. Wallace dribbles left, pulls up, bounce pass high left quarter, Starzl in the lane, little right-handed shot, won't go, rebound, Wooten for Minnesota State. He'll bring it down the left sideline, across the timeline, hops to a stop at the left wing, cross court right side, Monahan. Crossover dribble through the lane, bounce pass low for Murray, ball loose in the lane, tip loose by Starzl, picked up by Wallace underneath the bucket. And Wallace clears it away with the dribble down the left sideline from our left to our right, pulls it back up as the Mavericks got back on defense. Minnesota State playing man-to-man. Shot clock at 24 as Wallace just dribbles off the left side. Takes it between the circles. Now to Snyder, left wing. Gets it to Williams. Williams through the lane. Drives to the bucket. Left. Won't go. Knocked to the floor. And Bryson will get to the free throw line.
Another foul on the right. That's going to be his second. And that's starting to get on the edge of foul trouble. And he is more and more frustrated as this game goes along.
24-15, Northwest in front of Minnesota State Mankato. Breaking the action. And we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
7:35 left in the first half. Northwest leads Minnesota State Mankato 24-15. This pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network.
Sean Cooper and Slayton get the game for Bearcats.
Free throws right now, one of the differences in this game. Northwest 7 of 7 at the free throw line. Minnesota State just 4 of 10. And the Cats have a couple more free throws coming as Bryson Williams fouled before the timeout. Goes to the line, and his first free throw is good.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see Northwest shot free throws well yesterday and right back at it here today.
Northwest has a team shooting just over 74% from the free throw line. Second free throw was good. And they're perfect tonight. 26-15, Northwest Missouri State up by 11, their largest lead of the game. 7.5 minutes left in the first half. Monahan on the right side, Wooten between the circles for Romesco. Back right side for Monahan, through the lane, stops in the lane, goes low left side, Okafor fadeaway jumper, misses too hard, rebound on the baseline to Wooten, brings it back out front. Now Monahan out on the left side, dribbles left, looks the pass out, top of the key for Romesco. Back to Monahan, left side, tries on Cooper out front, find the back with the dribble, back pedals with five on the shot clock, dribbles left side to the left wing, now with two, a long fadeaway jumper, and it misses, rebounds, is slate for Northwest. Make the shot clock cut. Monahan a little bit off guard that time. Push it up at the last moment. And Northwest with it across the timeline. Left side Wallace pulls up. Left wing for Williams. Takes the top of the key. Right side for Cooper. Out on the perimeter. Gets the screen by Slake. Dribbles left side. Back pedals to the top of the key. Now pulls up. Takes the jumper off the front of the rim. No rebound. Chasing in the corner by Snyder. Sets up far right corner. Three on the way. Rims around. And in. Got the roll. 12 points for Snyder. On 4 3-pointers in this first half, 29-15, Northwest, the third largest lead of the game. Monahan across midcourt, right side, dribbles to the right wing, goes low, Wooten cutting to the bucket, misses the layup and the rebound, Northwest. Lake clears it, rather that is Snyder clears it away, and gets it to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline. 6:08 left in the first half, 29-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace to dribble on the left wing. Gets a screen by Slate, dribbles right side, pulls up. Cross court, left side, Williams, thought about in the three, now drives the lane, jump stop, up with it, in the lane, off the glass, and good. Bryson Williams with 6 points, 31-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. And another timeout by Minnesota State head coach Matt Morgenthaler.
Yeah, this is a really serious situation right now for Minnesota State. Now, I'll go back to what I said. You still don't want to get too excited, even though you're doubling them up right now on the scoreboard. But the good thing about that is, the positive right now in this game, is you've got some leeway. You've got some room to have a down part of the game or to see the opponent go on a little bit of a run. We saw that against Winona. There were some 7-0, 10-0 runs from Winona. But that still didn't get them back into single digits because Northwest was able to open up a good lead. So now that they've got this lead, they've got some leeway and can play some more relaxed basketball.
Largest lead of the game now at 16 as Minnesota State Mankato will inbound. Okafor will inbound to Monahan. Minnesota State fans right now looking shell-shocked watching the Bearcats in this first half.
And you can tell a major difference when Okafor is in there instead of Mariah on the inside.
Monahan drives the lane to the bucket, misses the layup, and the rebound Wallace for Northwest. He'll slow it up, didn't have the numbers, goes left side with a pass to the corner for Cooper. Drives the baseline, and lined up with a shot, lays it up and in. He had a quick first step pass, Alex Hankson lays it up and in. 33-15 Northwest, 5:20 left in the first half. Monahan to walk it across the timeline. Pulls up his dribble, out between the circles, needs someone to help out. Wooden steps out on the left side, right in front of the dribble to the left side. Bounce pass in lane, loose kick, and over the long 2 minutes of the state, off the foot, I believe, of by Williams inside.
You know, you can tell the difference between yesterday and today for Minnesota State just on their faces. We talked about how Harding yesterday, it just couldn't match up at all with Minnesota State. Mavericks were smiles, having fun that whole game, and you're seeing nowhere near any sort of smile. A lot more concern on their face today.
And you know, they were a lot like that in their pregame warm-ups today, going through their warm-ups,
yep.
Kind of cocky out there and
yep.
Not taking things serious.
Exactly right.
Monahan will dribble on the left side. Kicks over his head coach behind him. Now will dribble left side of the wing. Sets up, launch the three, off a rim, too hard, wins at the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up to Cooper. And Cooper will slow the pace up, take it across the timeline left side. Northwest in front, 33-15. Between the circles with the dribble. To the right wing, back pedals. Out front, Williams. Bounce pass in the lane, finds Sartle, spins off the glass, good, and a foul. Took it right in the middle of the lane, spun around. Romesco, who commits the foul, Sparzel sinks the shot, he gets to the free throw line.
Wow.
20-point lead for the Bearcats. With a chance to be 21 as Starzl steps up. Dillon this year, a 66% shooter at the line. Hit both earlier. And this one out the front of the rim, no, on the rebound. Coming to you at Minnesota State. 35-15, Northwest Missouri State up. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Monahan, dribbling to the left wing. Now to the top of the key. Hooks up the left side. Romesco with a three off the front of the rim. No. Rebound underneath the bucket. Those pulled away by Hank. Tricks it back out front. Monahan. Pass on the left side. Wooten. Out front. High post. Left for Romesco. Holds the ball. Now dribbles it. Expires his dribble. Gets it to Monahan. Out the right side. Just over 4 minutes left in the half. Monahan through the lane to the bucket. The little scoop way up there. Zach Monahan with 7 points in the first half. 35-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 4 minutes left in the half. Cooper across the timeline left side. Dribbles to the left wing. Now out between the circles. Dribbles right. Continues with the right-handed dribble. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Now out front for Williams. Left side for Wallace. Wallace has Starzl stepping out. It doesn't take the screen. Goes cross court left. Pass stolen by Monahan. He'll drive to the bucket. Lay it up and in. Monahan coming into this game with 61 steals. Got that one? And that has the layup. 35-19, Northwest in front.
Mankato crowd finally trying to get into it.
Cooper across the timeline right side. Top of the key with it. Back pedals. Looks left side Wallace. Now on the left wing for Williams. High post left for Starzl. Started by Romesco. Spins. Gets it out front. Williams. The long three out front. Off the rim left. And the rebound over the first 4 minutes of the state. Alan Monahan, he'll take it across the timeline right side to the top of the key. Now through the lane on a hesitation drive, misses it, but a foul as he falls on the floor, collision with Snyder. And the foul will go on Zach. That will be his first. 2:59 left in the half, Northwest 35, Minnesota State, Mankato 19. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota. Northwest Missouri State in front of Minnesota State, Mankato, 35-19. Cats had an 11-0 run to help open up this first half. Minnesota State has answered with a 4-0 run right now on their own.
Yeah, you know, you knew it was going to happen, and it's probably going to happen more than once, but that goes back to what we just talked about. That's why you get out to a good double-digit lead. It gives you some leeway to see these runs occur by the opponent and not have it hurt as much.
Monahan at the line, 3 of 6 this evening. Monahan, a 69% shooter on the year. Again, the shoulder shrug, the free throw on the way. Good. He goes into double figures with 10, averages just over 15 points a game. Had 18 points yesterday against Harding, again on 7 of 9 shooting from the field. 35-20, Northwest in front. Second free throw is good by Monahan. Semi-final round game of the Central Regional Tournament in Mankato, Minnesota. Northwest up on the host school. Cooper to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now front finds Williams to the top. Trying to look inside. Nothing there. Now back right side Cooper. Trying to work a screen by Starzl. Drives to the bucket. Kicks it in the left corner. Williams open momentarily. Now goes low left for Kozak. Kicks it back to Cooper. Through the lane to the bucket. Strip covers. Hands and a foul. Monahan should get called for the foul.
Yeah, one thing that you've got right now is Mariah, their top post player, is out of the game, and you've got both Starzl and Kozad in the game for Northwest. They're trying to do what they can to get the ball inside.
Cooper going to the free throw line. Shoot two. And the first one is good. 5 points for Cooper. Both teams right now with 17 fouls. Kozad going to the sideline. Zach Snyder in for Northwest. Cooper with the knee bend and the free throw. Good. And Northwest in front, 37-21. A little bit of pressure off the inbound. Tyler Funk has checked in, and he's guarding the point guard in Monahan. Monahan just slowly walking it on. Funk across the timeline, dribbles right side. Finds Wooten now out front with the pass for O'Brien. Left side pass is Hanks. Between the circle for Mesko. Back to Hanks on the left wing. Goes across court with the skip pass on the right side for O'Brien. Goes away trying to go low with it. And Williams steps in front of the pass. That was intended for Wooten. Now Cooper across the timeline with 2:09 left in the half. 37-21. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper dribbles right side down the lane to the bucket. Up if the shot off the glass won't go. And the rebound inside ripped down by Minnesota State Mankato and O'Brien. On the fast break. Monahan through the lane to the bucket. Misses the layup. Rebound tip. No. And Starzl trying to fight for the rebound. And a whistle coming up here as O'Brien came down with the ball in the lane, falls to the floor, but we got a foul on Northwest, and it'll go on to Zach Snyder.
Yeah, Snyder was basically just falling. He was falling backwards, and not much that Snyder could do about that, and it ends up being a foul.
This will get O'Brien to the free throw line, one of the better free throw shooters for Mankato. Started all 34 games coming into tonight's game, so now starting all 35 they played in. 71% shooter at the line, free throw here, good. His first point of the game. Slake in. Snyder goes to the sideline. Snyder goes to the bench where he's 4 of 6 on threes in this first half. Second free throw on the way. Short rebound Northwest as Williams comes down with it for the Cats. 37-22. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline to the top of the key. Looks left side Slake. Now to Starzl between the circles. Trying to find someone, and now trying to get to Cooper to come over. Holds on to it, goes right wing, finds Funk. Right in front of the Maverick bench. Hands off to Cooper. 12 on the shot clock for Northwest. Cooper out near the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Gets a screen by Slate. Kicks into the left corner for Williams. 5 on the shot clock. Williams back left side. Cooper with 3 on the shot clock. Cooper to the free throw line left. Fadeaway jumper from 16. Nothing but an air. 39-22 Northwest, 1:12 left in the first half. Monahan across the timeline, high post left side pass O'Brien. Right side Wooten on the wing. Wooten out between the circles, Monahan. Dunk picks him up, dribbles left with the left-handed dribble. Through the lane, hooks the pass, out top of the key, with it. And a jumper at the free throw line is good by Romesco. 15-foot jumper makes it a 39-24 game, Northwest in front. 47 seconds left in the first half. Another good half of basketball for Northwest. Cooper at the top of the key. Dribbles left. Slides to a hawk. Cross court right. Slake. Cooper top of the key. Looks to go one-on-one with Monahan. 18 on the shot clock. 34 on the game clock. Back pedal. Wants to jump on the right wing. Misses and the rebound inside. O'Brien for Minnesota State. Now at Monahan. And he'll throw it up looking for the last shot. 23 seconds left in the half. Monahan across from the court. Guarded by Funk. In front of the scorer's table. Clock winding down to 13 seconds left in the half. Monahan just dribbling with the right hand. Pass high, left side. O'Brien trying to hook it into lane. Whistle coming up and a foul inside. Wooten was fouled.
He's trying to post up against Bryson Williams inside, and Williams trying to make a jump on the pass, commits the foul.
Here's second. Stop the clock with 6 seconds left. Snyder and Kirker getting ready to go into the ballgame. A couple of shooters to come in with Northwest, another opportunity to get off the last shot of the half. Wooten going to the line. He's an 83% shooter at the free throw line. Again, one of just a couple of good free throw shooters on this Maverick team. Free throw here is too hard. Rebound tapped on the left side. Monahan picks it up. Through the lane. Hooks the pass low right side. And a slam dunk as the buzzer sounds. As they got it to Connor O'Brien. Up at the end of the first half. But Northwest, we're going to the locker room at halftime with a 39-26 lead over Minnesota State Mankato. We'll be back to have more for you from Mankato, Minnesota right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at the Taylor Center in Breslin Arena in Mankato, Minnesota, it's the site of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II, a national tournament. Northwest in the semifinals, leading the host school, Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. And after both teams kind of traded baskets to start the game in the first couple minutes of the contest, it's been all Northwest since then.
Yeah, and Northwest just going to their strength, getting the ball inside, and they've been doing it both ways, whether it be a pass inside to Starzl or Kozad or Slake or a drive, and then a kick out to the perimeter. Cats were able to hit some outside shots. They didn't have a ton of them, but the four that they had were timed really well and a part of those runs, and they probably would have had more, but they were also able to convert on some of those plays inside, either getting it into Starzl or taking the drive and just taking it straight to the hole, getting the points in the paint, so... They played real well yesterday, and they're still playing just as well as they did yesterday in the first half here. One more half like this, and they'll be into a championship this week.
This game very similar to what we saw last night.
It was. We saw Northwest get out to a little bit bigger lead. I think in that ball game, it was similar, but I think they're working a little harder tonight to get to that lead. Winona State, a little bit younger team, a little bit more inexperienced, and I think Northwest was able to take advantage of that. There's a little bit more experience with this Mankato team, but the Cats haven't let that bother them. They've worked a little bit harder to overcome that experience and still get out to a very similar lead.
And Northwest at halftime in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. The winner of this game will get Central Missouri Tuesday night in the championship game of the Central Region. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off, and it could, if we have another half like this, be an all-MIAA final.
It could, and like I said, the Cats have some leeway. You know, they do have an opportunity. You don't want them to, but if they do have a little bit of a lull in the second half, they've got some room to work with, which is always good, especially when you're on the road and on the opponent's home floor like they are here. But it would be tremendous to see an all-MIAA final on Tuesday.
Still 20 minutes to go on this one here at the half. Northwest in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. We'll be back and have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. In the semifinals, Northwest up on the host school, Minnesota State, Mankato, 39-26. Joining us at halftime, the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jaczewski. And Dr. J, pretty good first half for the folks in green.
I'll tell you what, that was fun, John, and welcome to all of our fans. Thank you for listening, and boy, we're having fun here in Mankato.
Tell you what's really impressive to us, right behind us is where the Bearcat cheering section here, and although they're outnumbered by the home crowd here in Mankato, they are making a lot of noise for the folks.
Well, they've got beautiful facilities up here, but I'll tell you what, it's about the people and the Bearcats. Bearcat fans have done a great job, and so far, John, we've kept their fans somewhat quiet, but we know they've got a couple runs in them, that's for sure.
How happy are you watching this Bearcat basketball team, and not only what they're doing on the court, but the way they represent themselves in the public. It's just a great group of guys, isn't it?
Unbelievable. You know, it's a very close-knit group, and you can tell Coach McCollum, all of our coaching staff, GAs, do the right thing, and recruit the kids that really make a difference. Their parents and the fans have just been incredible. So.
Yeah, I think that's another thing on this trip, you're getting a chance to really spend some time with the parents of the players, and that's pretty tight-knit group as well.
It really is, and, you know, John, what's special is that they understand that, you know, the players, whatever year they're in, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, you know, it's one and done, and so every minute counts, and we can tell here every possession counts, and we, as you see on the stat sheet here, free throws, turnovers, and so on. So far, we've done a good job.
This athletic program's having a lot of success this year. Of course, the national championship in football, the Bearcat men with a run right now to the semifinals of this regional and the national tournament. What does success like this mean to the university overall?
Well, we just had a coffee conversation with a group of employees on Friday, and we were talking about it's really not about athletics, it's about Northwest Missouri State, it's about academics, it's about the culture. And so winners on the field, winners off the field, winners in the classroom, and engagement. And whether it be our students that are engaged, our community, our alumni base, we need people to be engaged because there's so many good things in front of us as part of Northwest Missouri State University.
And when you talk about engagement, I know this has been this past week, another week where there's a lot of good announcements coming out early in the week. You made a trip down to Gladstone and a special announcement down there.
You bet. The week started, John, really with hosting the Forensics National Championship team on Monday. Coach Brian Swafford is so proud of them. And then we had an art exhibit Monday night. Our art faculty, just tremendous work there. Parlayed that into a trip on Tuesday in Gladstone with an announcement with North Kansas City School District, the city of Gladstone, reaching out and branching out and really trying to understand the partnerships with business, industry, cities, school districts. So that's one that we're very proud of. Of course, Governor Nixon came on campus. We had a Board of Regents meeting. But, John, we've got a couple of press conferences up and coming announcing some pretty neat partnerships very, very soon, next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know that's something that you've been very active and involved with, whether it's partnerships such as that down in Kansas City they announced this week, partnerships with the city of Maryville over the 4th Street Project and other things within the community that you value very much, just the reaching out and with the partnerships with the various
aspects. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I agree. That's, you know, higher ed, that's where we're at today. That's where we're headed in the future. I said that years ago, is that partnerships will make a difference. We have to partner with business and industry, understand their needs, and respond to their needs as quickly as possible. Communities we need to, you know, partner up with. Greg McDaniel, city manager, Ryan Hyland, assistant city manager, have been so wonderful to work with. That 4th Street project is right in front of us, 7th and 9th Street being redone in terms of the trails project. We're just so excited about those kinds of projects. But the up-and-coming announcements, John, with some school districts and businesses, very, very different kind of partnerships that we think will yield great dividends for students, and it's all about students.
And when you talk about students, it doesn't seem like it's can possibly be, but looking at our trimester, that's you've got a spring break coming up here in another week or so, but after that, this trimester is just about over with as well.
It's unbelievable. You know, spring break is here just about, and then after that, John, you know, the month of April, we're talking about academic celebration. Listeners, please come to campus on Sunday, April 6th. We've got an academic celebration. We had our first ever last year. It was a grand slam. It was great. We celebrated scholarships, donors, and recipients. We celebrated academic quality. It was a beautiful event. We'll have another one this year on April 6th. But, of course, we're celebrating Dr. Rick Toomey. A couple days before that, Governor's Award for Excellence in Education, Teaching Excellence. Dr. Rick Toomey, we're so very proud of, and we're taking him down to Jeff City to receive his award. And, of course, we're honoring faculty retirees. And I forget the number of years of service, but the Board of Regents just had lunch with our faculty retirees, and, wow, what a prolific crowd. And what they've done, their legacy, and really their impact on students. And we're talking about former students, current students, future students. So very, very, it's enthralling to understand what they do. Then we, of course, we got theatrical and musical performances, camps, and football. Well, we got the spring game football game, and Of course, this weekend I've got to just, track and field, All-American, Keisha there. There's so many good things. You can go on and on. It's a great time to be a Bearcat.
During the MIAA tournament, we had Athletic Director Mel Churchma on at halftime talking a little bit about the trophy tour that went around where folks had an opportunity at in the Midwest to take a look at the National Championship Trophy in football. And again, over and above just getting out and seeing the trophy, was another opportunity for alumni to interact with the university.
Part of that engagement, we talked a lot about academics during that trophy tour on purpose, because that's critical to what we do on and off the field. The other part of that, John, is the engagement across all kinds of young, old, former Bearcats, you know, that haven't been back for a while, but also those that are just getting engaged. And really, bottom line for us is understanding what the future building blocks are for us as we build that 4th Street project, like you talked about, our fitness center that the students just passed by a 26-0 vote to make sure that we're turning the Aquatic Center into the Fitness Center and honoring Dr. Robert and Virginia Foster there. Beyond that, of course, the indoor facility that we're looking at. So we're just so excited about the future of Northwest.
And the immediate future here, 20 more minutes to go in this basketball game, and hopefully we'll have the second half much like we had in the first half.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, we had the energy there. We played some really good defense. I don't think the Mavericks have seen that kind of defense, quite honestly. And they'll adjust at halftime, but our guys are ready. They've had that gleam in their eye, and you saw them this morning, them coming out. You can just tell they're going to be pretty focused. So it'll be a fun second half.
All right, Dr. J, thanks all for being with
us. Thank you, John.
That's the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here at halftime. While we have a chance, pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Getting ready to half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. We'll come back and take a further look at the halftime numbers right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back in the half, Northwest in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. A quick check of the numbers here for Northwest. 44% from the field, 12-27. 4-10 on that three-pointers. All four of those coming from Zach Snyder. He has 4-6 from beyond the arc. At the free throw line, Northwest, 11-12. 92% from there. Minnesota State, 43% from the field. They're just 1-8 on three-pointers and only 7-15 from the free throw line. Northwest also out-rebounding Minnesota State, 18-16. And again, Northwest at the half in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 39-26. Back for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 20 more minutes to go in the semifinal round game of the Central Regional Tournament. Matt, the edge of the second half.
Well, I think what you're probably going to see Minnesota State Mankato do is, even though they haven't shot the ball real well at the free throw line, they're going to try to get there a lot. I really have a feeling they're going to try to get the ball inside with the drive and the pass and try to draw some fouls, get the bigs for Northwest in some foul trouble. So those guys are going to have to play defense under control in the second half.
Minnesota State Mankato will inbound to start the second half. They go from our left to our right again. They're in their home white uniforms with the purple numerals and the gold trim. Northwest in their alternate gray uniform with the white numerals and the green trim. And the tip is controlled, or rather not the tip of the inbound for Minnesota State Mankato. Goes to Monahan, out right side for O'Brien. Now left side, Wooten. Wooten to Monahan between the circles. Cats are made to man. Defense down the lane. Hooks a pass at the free throw line. Murray up with a shot in the lane. Good. Murray, that is. Murray knocks it down to the junior out of Cairo, Egypt. Got into early foul trouble. Picked up a couple quick fouls. Wasn't out there as much as I'm sure Minnesota State would like. Williams through the lane to the bucket. Drives. Leans in. Shot off the glass. No, and the rebound to Minnesota State Mankato. Across the timeline goes Adler. He didn't see much time in the first half. Despite getting a start, he'll take a long three on the left side off the front of the rim. No. And the rebound. Starzl rips it down. Whistle as Starzl was fouled. Coming down with that rebound.
Murray knocked it away, and he knocked it onto the baseline.
So it goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as they go from our right to our left. Cooper will take it across the timeline. Early seconds of this second half, Northwest in front, 39-28. Starzl out front. Fine slate between the circles. Right side, Kirkett. Off the key, Cooper. Dribbles left. Now back top. Puts on the left side, Williams. Cross court right side is Cooper. Trying to look inside. Now drives to the bucket. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup on the left side. Good. Sean Cooper with the reverse layup. He goes into double figures with 10. And it's a 41-28 Northwest Missouri State lead. Monahan to take it across the timeline. Looks on the right side. On the wing for Adler. High post right side. O'Brien back to Adler on the right. Now to O'Brien. Right wing. Now top of the key. Wooten. Wooten dribbles at the right hand. Bounce pass low right. O'Brien over strike jumper from 8. No good. Rebound in the lane. Crooker for Northwest. They'll give it to Cooper and he'll slow the pace up. Going from our right to our left. Walks across the timeline. Looks left side. Finds Starzl. Hands off to Williams between the circles. Right side pass tipped by Monahan. Goes out of bounds. Northwest inbound on the far side off the right sideline. Connor Crooker will trigger it in. That's the inbound to Cooper. And Cooper will dribble on the right wing. Top of the key. Down the lane left to the bucket. Swatted away from behind by Murray out of bounds. Murray came into this game with 51 blocked shots.
That's one where, and you know, Deshaun, I think, thought he had more space between him and Murray, but he would have gone to a reverse layup and used the rim to help keep Murray away from the basketball. It would have helped.
Cooper inbound right side, Williams. Dribbles right. We'll give it back to Cooper. 7 on the shot clock. Cooper back right side. Down the lane. Pulls up. Takes the jump from 13. Blocked away by Monahan that time. And Monahan down the right, left sideline to the left wing. Now from right side, Wooten through the lane. Up for the shot. And a whistle and a foul. As he went driving to the bucket. He was fouled on the play. And this will get Wooten to the free throw line. Connor Kirker picks up his third foul. Wooten, who goes to the line, shoots most of his perimeter shots with his left hand, but shoots his free throws with his right hand. Goes to the line, and the free throw on the way good.
I think that was a case of a shoulder injury where, as he was coming back from that, he had a chance to start shooting and shot with the opposite hand and has stuck with it.
Tucker goes to the sideline. Matt Wallace back into the game. And that one's on the way in. Good. 41-30. Northwest up by 11. Northwest had a 20-point lead in the first half. Zach Snyder into the ball game. Looks right side for Cooper. Now low right for Starzl. Trying to post up with Murray. Into the lane. Shot fake. Up with the shot at the glass. Right side. Good. Murray by the fake. Starzl then with an up and under move. Puts it in. It's a 43-30. Northwest Missouri State lead. Into the front court, left side, Monahan. Looks on the left wing, Adler. Trying to force a pass, pass between a double team. It's off the back of Williams, picked up by Cooper. To the bucket, lays it up, and misses the shot by Hooker to the line, fouled on the layup.
Yeah, the ball was thrown off the back of the legs of Bryson Williams and bounced right to Cooper, who basically beat two defenders down the floor to draw the foul.
Adler picks up the foul, his first. Team's third free throw. Good by Cooper. Cooper now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Adler going to the sideline and into the game. Alex Hanks, who saw some time in the first half. So Cooper will have another opportunity at the line. Second one, another minute. 45-30, Northwest up by 15. At midcourt, Monahan trying to dive on Williams, and a collision and a foul coming up on Bryson. That'll be number three on to Williams. And Minnesota State will inbound right in front of the scorer's table on the right side. Burton to inbound and gets the inbound on the right for Monahan. Dribbles right side, bounce pass into the lane, going for a right side. O'Brien misses it, picked up on the right, has to go for a slam inside, misses a slam, and looks left out of the way. Cooper across the timeline, left side. Right side pass for Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key, looks left side, Williams. Throw left for Starza. Trying to post up with Mariah. Dribbles into the lane, spins left, up with a fadeaway over Mariah, too hard, rebound tipped in the lane, chased down, and Monahan picks it up for Minnesota State. On the break, down the lane, right side pass, Cooper, off bounce shot won't go, the putback by O'Brien. 45-32, Northwest in front, 16-29 left in the game. Cooper into the front court, left side. Now top of the key, dribbles on Monahan, right side pass, Williams, to the right corner, dribbles to the right wing. Now Cooper right side. Cooper trying to get a screen by Snyder. Dribbles out front. Left side for Wallace. Shot clock's at 12. Wallace down the lane. Left pulls up. Out between the circles. Cooper. Now the 7 on the shot clock through the lane. The render by Cooper. Good. 14 points by Cooper. Northwest up 47-32. Monahan across the timeline left side. Stats is always a man-to-man defense. Wallace creeps out, reaches in briefly. Monahan pulls up the dribble. Pass by high, toss up for Mariah. Back to Monahan on the left side. Sets up. Long three on the way. Rims around. Out. Rebound. Tipped in. It goes out of bounds. But a foul coming up. The Starzl crashes the board. Foul coming up on Minnesota State Mankato. This will go on Connor O'Brien. And that will be his second. 15-42 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 47. Minnesota State Mankato 32. Back to Mankato. Right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at the Taylor Center in Bresnan Arena in Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the Central Regional Tournament. Northwest Missouri State in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 47-32. With Matt Gloder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, so far so good.
Yeah, you know, when you're behind, what you try to do in the second half is just basically play to every media timeout, trying to cut the lead down a little bit. It's kind of the opposite for Northwest. Play to every media timeout. You know, every possession counts, but just try to maintain doing it that way.
Wallace out top of the key. Bounce pass right. It's kicked by Wooten out of bounds. Tried to go low with it for Starzl on the blocks off the right side. It'll belong to Northwest. 25 on the shot clock with 15:31 left in the game. 47-32. Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound to Cooper, and he'll dribble out between the circles and whistle. And they want to set the shot clock now.
They hadn't started it after the inbound, so
they put 22 up on the shot clock. Now Cooper between the circles. Dribbles right side, back pedals. Top of the key for Wallace. Looks into the lane for Starzl. Posting up on the right. Kicks it back left side. Williams. Williams drives. Cut off. Brings it back out front for Wallace. Wallace lobs it into the lane for Starzl. Ball knocked loose inside by Hank. Starzl dives after the loose ball, but it's ripped away by O'Brien and gets an out to Monahan. Across the timeline right side. Hooks the pass to the left wing. Hank's open. The wing. The three on the way off the front of their middle. O'Brien trying to come down for rebound on the baseline. Knocked loose. Mirai saves it inbounds. Picked up right side by Monahan in front of the Maverick bench. Pass, low right, Mariah. And a double team with Snyder and Starzl. Spins into the lane, lobs it into the left corner for Hanks. Brings it to the left wing, out front, Mariah. Lobs it out front, right side, Monahan, who's guarded by Williams. 14 on the shot clock, just under 15 minutes left in the game. Monahan drives the lane, finds O'Brien in the lane, fade away from 12, knows the kick in with the right hand by Mariah Good. 47-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. 13 and a half minutes left in the game. Cooper to walk it across midcourt right side. Northwest in the second half from our right to our left. Left side for Williams. Into the left corner, Wallace. Wallace dribbles out front. Now on the left side, right in front of us. Started by Wooten. Takes the top of the key. Looks right side for Williams. Now to Cooper. Cooper backpedaled between the circles. Seven on the shot clock. Sets up. Wants the three over Monahan off the front of the rim. No, Hanks in the lane with the rebound for the Mavericks. Gives it to Monahan on the fast break, leading O'Brien underneath the bucket, lays it up, and in. So O'Brien got it to fall, and we got a timeout for Wallace. 47-46, Northwest Missouri State in front of Minnesota State Mankato. 13:50 left in the game, back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
6-2 run right now by Minnesota State Mankato. A quick timeout by Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. Northwest though in front 47-36 as they lead the Mavericks.
And again, how many times have we talked about it? You know there's going to be runs in here by Minnesota State. It's just a matter of getting that stop now and time for the Cats to go on a bit of a run.
Cats out of the timeout with Snyder along with Wallace Williams. Also on the floor, Kozad. And across the timeline, left side, goes Wallace. Out top the key. Looks left side for Williams. Now to Cooper. Cooper through the lane. Ball fight. Goes low left side and finds Kozad. Nice little assist by Deshaun Cooper. And Kozad knocks it down. 49-36. Northwest Missouri State in front with 13:28 left in the game. Monahan with the dribble to the right side. Out to the top of the key, O'Brien inside the arc, takes the jump and misses. Rebound tipped up in the air by Cooper and is picked up by Williams from Northwest in the lane. 49-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles left. Now back right, takes it between the circles, looks left side for Snyder, low left for Kozad, trying to post up in the block, left on the right, takes it in the lane, the right-hander hook, rims around, and out. Rebound tipped by Snyder as he tries to come away with the board, he'll get called for the foul. That'll be number three on Snyder, so Northwest right now is Cooker, Williams, and Snyder, all with three fouls. Starzl off the bench coming into the game, Snyder goes to the sideline.
That was a heck of an effort by Zach Snyder.
49-36, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Mavericks. Monahan across the timeline between the circles, guarded by Williams. Looks on the right side, Hanks. Out front, Wooden. Pass is stolen. Picked up by Wallace. On the steal. The breakaway to the bucket. Lays it up and slams it down with the right hand. Now Wallace going high for the slam dunk.
You know, his family and friends are here all with Fu Manchus of varying degrees, but the Fu Manchu chant can start again.
On the left side, Monahan to the free throw line. Drives just his right side. O'Brien cutting to the bucket. Shot on the left side. No. Rebound tapped a couple times. And it's out front. Picked up by Cooper from reverse, and he's fouled. This will go on Alex Hanks. That'll be his first.
Yeah, the fun and taking it easy in warm-ups for Minnesota State Mankato is long gone on their faces right now.
51-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. That last foul, the third team foul on to Minnesota State. Both teams right now with three team fouls in this second half. Out front on the left side, Wallace to the top of the key. Right side for Williams. Gets a screen by Kozad, takes it to the free throw line. Left side for Kirker. In the left corner, Wallace. Wallace into the lane, stops, bounce pass low at the feet of Kozad. Ball picked up by Hanks at the elbow on the left side and gets it out through Monahan. Monahan into the Frankler left side from our left to our right. Out to the top to Pete Romesco. Looks left side, Monahan. Low left is Marais. Spins move on the left side. Whistle as a foul coming up on Starzl. A little off and under move that Coach McCollum right in front of us thought should have been a travel. The ball foul will go on Northwest, and Starzl will pick up his second foul. Breaking the action, 11:44 left in the game. Northwest 51, Minnesota State Mankato 36. Back to Mankato right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
11:44 left in this semifinal round matchup for the Central Region Tournament. Northwest in front, 51-36 as they lead Minnesota State Mankato. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Winner gets Central Missouri Tuesday night right back here in Mankato.
And the focus there, that is just to make sure and keep the focus every possession. 12 minutes is still a lot of time despite a 15-point lead, so Bearcats just need to keep the focus that they have had so far.
A Sim right to the free throw line, and the first free throw rolls in. Right now, 2 of 5 at the line. He has 10 points. Again, just a 55% shooter at the free throw line. 6'9 junior out of Cairo, Egypt. Right-handed free throw shooter, and this one rolls in. Tanner Adler into the ball game. Alex Hanks to the sideline for Minnesota State coach Matt Morgenthaler. He's currently tied for the most wins at Minnesota State by a men's basketball coach. On the right side is Tyler Funk, who checked into the break. Goes low right for Starzl. Starzl trying to post up, takes it in the lane, and a whistle coming up, and a foul on Minnesota State. Trying to post up with Zach Romasco, just can't match up well with him, and Romasco picks up his third foul. Fourth team foul on the Mavericks, Northwest inbound baseline right. Cooper looks the inbound, and gets the bounce pass on the inbound right side for Connor Kirker. Playing with three fouls, dribbles with the left hand, looks left side for Funk, back right side Cooper. Now left for Kirker once again. Into the left corner, Funk. Dribbles to the left wing, to the free throw line. Comes to a jump stop, bounce pass in lane. Knocked loose by Mariah, and it's picked up by Adler for the Mavericks. Cross midcourt left side. And away from the ball, whistle on foul. Kozad and Mariah. Mariah falls to the floor, and Kozad to pick up the foul. That will be the fourth. No, check that now. The fifth team foul on the Bearcats. 51-38. Northwest in front of Minnesota State Mankato. Monahan will inbound, baseline left. Inbound high post left for Morai. Now to Monahan between the circles. Dribbles left side. Chased by Funk. Gets a screen by Morai. Hooks the pass left side on the wing. Rasha with the three off the left side. Knocks down the three-pointer. 38th of the season. That's a 10-point game. Northwest up 51-41. Cats are led by as many as 20 in this one. Across the timeline left side goes Cooper. That last three by the Mavericks brings their crowd to life. Cooper on the left side. Started by Monahan. Gets a screen by Kozad. Down the wing left he goes. Now to Funk on the left wing. Hands off to Cooper. Cooper on the left side. 10 on the shot clock. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls off right side. Lobs it inside for Kozad. Up for the shot. Off the glass. No, but a foul. And this will get Kozad to the free throw line. Foul goes on Zach Romasco. That's his fourth.
You mentioned Matt Morgenthau, the head coach for Mankato. He's got a real good lineage. His dad was a longtime coach at Western Illinois University in Macomb, and his brother is a women's coach down at Southeast Missouri State. So coaching is in the blood of the Morgenthaler family.
Kozad at the line to shoot two. First one goes. 3-3 at the line tonight. Quicker to the sideline. Williams in. Funk also to the bench. Starzl back out there for Northwest. Also Wallace, Williams, Cooper, Kozad, and Starzl on the floor for the Cats. 11-point Northwest lead, 52-41. Grant Kozad with another free throw. Grant on the year, an 80% shooter at the line. Sykes shoots and hits. 53-41. Northwest Missouri State in front. Grant coming to the sideline. Zach Snyder back into the game. Zach knocked down four threes in the first half to help open this game up. Monahan across the timeline. High post right side for Morai. Looks on the left side, Adler. Low left for Morai. Double team. Kicks right side and finds Kennedy with a bucket. Connor O'Brien with the two-handed slam. 10-point game. Northwest up 53-43. 10 minutes left in the game. Cooper across the timeline. And Northwest from our right to our left. Cats in their alternate gray uniforms tonight. Cooper goes to the dribble to the right side. Accelerates through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Sean Cooper with 16 points. 12-point Bearcat lead. Across the timeline goes Monahan. Pass pass high post right for Morai. Left side, Adler. Holds on to it. Goes all up for Morai. Drives on Starzl. Cuts off the baseline. In the lane, Morai with the shot. Good and a foul. That's going to go on Starzl. That'll be number three on Starzl. Morai with 13 points. A chance to make this a three-point trip down the floor for the Mavericks. 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 55-45. Mavericks with a chance to cut it to single digits here with 9:30 left in the game. All right, free throw, good. So it's a 9-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 55-46. If you use a bucket, this trip down. Cooper walks it across the timeline to the top of the key. It was right. Out front, Wallace. Wallace looks high post left with Starzl. Down the lane left he goes. Drives on Morai. Pivots up with the shot. Off the back of the rim. No one Morai with the rebound from Mavericks. Now it goes to Monahan. Across the timeline left side. 9:06 left. Monahan through the lane. Hooks the pass left corner. Adler open. Long three. Good. His first bucket of the game and a timeout by Northwest. 8:59 left, Northwest 55, Missouri State Man, Minnesota State Mankato 49. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
8:59 left. Minnesota State Mankato on a bit of a run. 55-49. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. That was at one point a 20-point lead.
One thing to think about is coming back from that big of a deficit takes a lot of energy. I know we say it a lot, but that's one thing that Northwest needs to take advantage of right now. Go on a little bit of a run on their own. Take some of the wind out of the sails of the Mavericks.
Right now on a 6-0 run and an 8-2 run overall. Through the lane goes Cooper to the bucket. Shot rejected by Murray. Goes out of bounds. Over to 1-2 Northwest. And Northwest will inbound on the far right corner. They're up 55-49. 8:50 left. One of these two teams will face Central Missouri in the championship game in the Central Region on Tuesday night. On the right side, Cooper. Now to Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Back to Cooper, right side on the wing. He drives past him on the hand to the bucket, right side. Good, and a foul! As we get Deshaun to the free throw line, they'll call this foul on Asim Murray, and that will be his third foul. 16th foul. Both teams with 16 fouls as Cooper goes to the line. Deshaun, 4 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. Total of 18 points. Free throw on the way. Good. Northwest in front, 58-49. A big trip down the floor for the Cats. Monahan to walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Spins left. Now left wing bounce pass. No left from right. Into the lane. Shot over Starzl. Good. Murray began to heat up. He's got 16 points. 58-51. Northwest up with 8:20 left. Cooper across the timeline right side. Camp from our right to our left at the Taylor Center. On the right wing, pass for Zach Schneider. High post gets it to Wallace. Back between the circles, Cooper. Looks. Now goes left wing, Wallace. Back to Cooper out front. Into left corner, Wallace with 10 on the shot clock. In the line, pass knocked loose, and it is picked up by Minnesota State Mankato. Allen goes to O'Brien, lays left in. The layup is good by Connor O'Brien. Now 58-53 game. Northwest holding on to the lead with 7:42 left. They led since early in this one. Had a 20-point lead in the first half. Right side Wallace takes the top of the key. Looks on the left wing, Cooper. Now dribbles between the circles. Out near the top of the key once again. Right side Snyder to Wallace in the right sideline. Near the right corner. Dribbles out front. 8 on the shot clock. Now to Snyder. Looks low right for Starzl. Posting up on the right. Ball pick up the shot off the glass. Won't go. And the right with the rebound for the Mavericks. Monahan across the timeline. Right side. Crossover dribble and gets called for a carry. And the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Comes Morgan Taylor. Oh, so upset he just ripped his tie off.
And we got a break in the action as well. 7:10 left. Northwest 58, Minnesota State Mankato 53. Back to Mankato right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
7:10 left in the game. Northwest 58, Minnesota State Mankato 53. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats will inbound. They go from our right to our left. Cooper will inbound. Get it to Cooper. Cooper across midcourt left side. Looking man-to-man defense. Takes it to the free throw line. Back pedals. Left wing pass for Bryson Williams. It's guarded by Wooten. Williams gets a screen by Kozad. Right side for Cooper. Now back left side for Williams. Has to go low to Kozad. Ball kicked out of bounds by Wooten right to the Bearcat sideline. 58-53 Northwest with 6:54 left in the game. Cats have led the majority of this contest. Points with an inbound tip by out front by Murray, and he comes up with it on the right side to the right corner. Loves it. Left side, and it's tipped out of bounds, and saved inbounds by Williams. Good job by Williams. He got the steal and kept it inbound.
Well, he tipped it off the official, and it came back to him off of the official.
So Cooper across the timeline right side. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up. Looks right for Cozad. On the right wing is Crooker to the free throw line. Through the lane. Drives up for the little scoop layup. Won't go, but he'll get to the free throw line as he draws the foul. This one to come up on a Sim Murray. That's a big foul. That's number four.
Yeah, with 6.5 minutes to go, and now a technical foul is going to be called as well. If this is against Murray, he may be done.
This is what converge here.
If he was complaining and he's going to get teed up, he's done. Yes, I'm pretty sure he just said 50. Yep.
That's it. That's a big, big play.
That is absolutely huge.
Because he really is coming up big in this second half. He's got 16 points.
He's the reason they are back in this ball game, and he just made a huge, huge mistake.
Coach Morgenthaler, not happy about that at all.
I mean, whether you agree with the call or not, you got to know the situation. You can't complain about a call like that, even if you do disagree with it, knowing that it could be a fourth foul, or a fifth foul, excuse me.
And there's 6:28 left in this game. A lot of basketball left to be played. 58-53, Northwest Missouri State in front.
And they are a much, much different team with him on the sidelines.
They really don't have anybody else that can match up inside against Farzal or Cozad. They'll bring Zach Lomasko into the ballgame, the 6'8 junior out of Blaine, Minnesota. He's played in this game and he has a three-pointer to his credit here in the second half. He also had three starts on the year and has played in all 34 games up to this point. At the line, Crooker to shoot the technical, knocks down the first. Crooker now with 3 points tonight, coming off a 19-point performance last night. Second free throw, good. Now he'll go to the line and shoot his foul shot. 60-53, Northwest Missouri State in front, 6:28 left. Crooker now with two more. An 87% free throw shooter, Connor Crooker, knocks down his third. And one more coming. 61-53, Northwest Missouri State in front. And that one's on the way, good. So it turns into a four-point play, Northwest in front, 62-53. All right, their post player out of the ballgame. Monahan across the timeline, goes to O'Brien, lots of low right side, Wooten off the glass and good. Dave Wooten was able to post up inside at 6'4", knock it down. 62-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across midcourt, gives it to Crooker. Crooker between the circles, guarded out front by Romasco, hooks the pass right side for Williams. As he drives, gets called for the travel, trying to drive through the lane, turnover, gives it to Minnesota State Mankato. 6:01 left, Northwest 62, Mavericks 55. Northwest trying to join Central Missouri in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament. Mules winners over Missouri Southern earlier tonight. Out front, Monahan to the free throw line. Between the circles, a left-handed three. Air ball out of bounds as Wooten takes it and misses it. A little bit out of his range. It goes out of bounds over the long two Northwest.
That was a bad, bad miss, and he wasn't even near being guarded.
Williams to the sideline. Wallace in for Northwest. Cozad, Wallace, Crooker, Snyder, and Cooper on the floor for the Cats. Cooper across the timeline from our right to our left. Cross court left side, Wallace. Trying to look inside. Now left wing, Crooker. Dribble to the free throw line. Right side, Wallace. Left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Back pedals, lots it. Right corner, Cooper. Now to the right wing, Snyder. Three on the way. Runs around out. Cozad passes the board. Up with the shot. Blocked away by O'Brien. Picked up by Romasco for Minnesota State. 5:18 left. 62-55 Northwest. Monahan to the bucket. Lays it up and it hangs on the rim. Rolls out. Rebound Northwest, Wallace. They'll give it to Cooper. How that one didn't go, I don't know, but good news for the Cats as they'll take it across the timeline right to left. Cooper with just over 5 minutes left. Back pedals as Coach McCollum right in front of us tells his team to pull it out just a bit. Just under 5 minutes left. Northwest in front by seven. Cooper Looking at the shot clock, it's down to 10. Try to get a screen by Cozad. Dribbles left. With 7 on the shot clock. To the free throw line. Back pedals. And now through the lane. They'll run on the way. Off the further end, though. And the rebound pulled down by Adler for Minnesota State. Gives it to Monahan. Across the timeline. 4.5 minutes left. Top of the key, Monahan. Through the lane he goes. Drives on Wallace. A bump. Ball rolls up. And a foul, though, coming up on Northwestern. Matt Wallace. That'll be Wallace's first. 17th foul on Northwest. Shooting two at the line will be Monahan for Minnesota State. And Monahan tonight at the free throw line is 5 of 8. On the year, a 69% shooter. Has 11 points all coming in the first half.
As a team, Mankato 12 of 20 at the free throw line.
And the first one good. Starzl into the game. Cozad to the sideline for Northwest. And Hanks to check in for the Mavericks. Adler goes to the bench. Zach Monahan, the 6'3 junior, transfer from South Dakota State, goes to the line. His second free throw rims around, out, and a quicker with the rebound for Northwest. 62-56. Northwest up. 4:24 left in this semifinal round game. Out to the top of the key is Cooper. Top of the key, Wallace now. Lobs a high post left, Starzl. Spins into lane on Okafor. With a cut. No, and a foul. This gets Starzl to the free throw line. TJ Okafor with his first foul. He's a 6'6 sophomore of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. He's played in every game for the Mavericks this season, but doesn't get an overabundance of minutes. Starzl going to the free throw line. Shooting two, the knee bend, and the free throw short. Just hit the front of the rim.
You're starting to see out of both teams, just it's been such a hard-fought game. The legs getting a little tired. Both teams obviously played yesterday, and a hard-fought game here tonight. You're going to see more shots likely to be short in this situation.
Puck into the game to give Cooper a brief breather here as Tomasco also checks in for Minnesota State in the game in place of Okafor. Second free throw on the way by Dillon is good. Nothing but net. Got 9 points, 63-56. Northwest up with 4:13 left. On a hand across the timeline. Dribbles right side on Wallace to the bucket. Lays it up and misses. No good. Rebound into lane. O'Brien crashes the board. Tries to go up with a shot and a foul as Tyler Funk, I think, will get called for the foul. Tyler will pick up number one on him. Cooper now up and back into the ballgame for the Cats. A 63-56 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. They've led since early on in this one. Built a 20-point lead in the first half. Free throw rims out by O'Brien. He's one of two at the line. And he's normally a pretty good free throw shooter, 77% on the year. He'll have another. 6'7 senior of New Prague, Minnesota. Second free throw is good. Northwest up, 63-57. 4 minutes left in the game. Caps to use the bucket, this trip down. Cooper drives on Monahan right side. He reaches around, tries to slap the ball loose, and gets called for the foul, and he is not happy with it as he walks away. That'll be number two on Monahan. He's left the puck with 3:55 left, and we've got a timeout. Northwest, 63. Minnesota State, Mankato, 57. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville.
St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
West in front of Minnesota State Mankato, 63-57. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffin. Matt, I think you got an exciting finish ahead of us here.
Yeah, and it's not a surprise. I mean, even when Northwest was out to that huge lead, you just can't feel comfortable this time of year because good teams can make comebacks, and anybody you face from here on out is a good team. So whether you're down by 20 or up by 20, never feel comfortable in thinking that the game is over with.
Cooper at the line, fouled before the timeout. Shooting two, first one on the way, good. 6-6 for Cooper at the free throw line. And he'll go back to the line here. He's got 20 points so far, and now 21 as he knocks it in. 65-57, Northwest up, 3:53 left in this semifinal round game of the Central Regional Tournament. Now top of the key, right side, Owasco. Between the circles, O'Brien looks on the right. Monahan at three over Wallace on the way. High bounce off the rim. Starzl with the rebound and a foul from behind.
Oh, they're calling this on Zach Snyder.
On Snyder,
really?
That'll be Zach's fourth foul.
Yeah, I just saw the replay and it's there. Yep, good call.
So Snyder picks up the foul, and this will get O'Brien to the free throw line.
O'Brien wasn't one that he fouled. O'Brien wasn't the one that was pushed by Snyder. He did push, but it wasn't O'Brien.
And O'Brien's one of their better free throw shooters. He's at the line. Free throw rims around and out, and Wallace with the rebound for Northwest.
Yeah, Romashko, who came out of the game, was the one that was pushed by Snyder. So there was a mistake in there, but not the original call.
65-57, Northwest in front. Wallace on the right side. Out between the circles for Kirker. It's on the right wing, Wallace. Started by Hanks. Give us top of the key. Left side, Kirker. On the left wing, Cooper. Through off baseline to the bucket. Tries layup. And a foul. Again, a quick first step to the bucket. And the foul coming up on Monahan as he is really upset as a heck of a drive to the bucket by Cooper. Cooper knocks it down. He's got a free throw coming his way. So Cooper at the line with 23 points tonight. Had 29 last night in the win over Winona State. Free throw too hard. That's his first free throw miss of the night. And Minnesota State with the rebound. Cats back to a 10-point lead. Monahan down the lane. Has an easy drive to the bucket. Lays it up and slams it down. Somebody missed an assignment there. Monahan slams it down. And now officials call a timeout here as Coach... Morgenthaler is upset over something over on the other side. And timeout coming up on the Minnesota State Mankato. We'll keep it right here. 3:03 left. Northwest Missouri State 67. Minnesota State Mankato 59.
I still think the Cats need to focus on the inside, whether it be drive or pass. I mean, it's something that's been there all game long, but especially with the foul out by Mariah after getting that technical foul call. They just there's nothing that they can do inside to stop Northwest, whether it's one of the bigs with the basketball or Deshaun on the drive.
3:03 left, Northwest up 67-59. Cats coming off a win over Winona State last night, 98-77. Minnesota State got an easy win over Harding, 97-56. Winner of this one will face Central Missouri Tuesday night in the championship of the Central Region. Zach Snyder will inbound, looking at full-court pressure out of Minnesota State. Cats saw some full-court pressure last night from Winona. Inbound to Wallace on the left side, double team, gets it to Crooker, and he'll take it across the timeline. Pushes it right of the lane, through the lane, pulls up, and it's double team. Ball tipped out of his hands by O'Brien, it's picked up by Monahan. Across the timeline, top of the key, hooks the pass low right side for Okafor on the baseline, out of bounds off of Wallace. As Northwest stops the break, but they'll go on defense here as Bryson Williams into the ballgame, Kirker to the sideline. Minnesota State Mankato inbound baseline right. 2:48 left, 67-59. Northwest in front, inbound on the right side. Now Monahan right corner, a three on the way, too hard. Rebound though, Wooten, now he'll clear it away for the Mavericks. Out top of Key O'Brien, looks on the right wing, Adler. A little bit of a height advantage on Cooper. Back pedals. Wants to step back three. Runs around out. Rebound to lane. Starzl there for Northwest. Mavericks didn't have anybody inside to rebound. Wallace to be pressured by Adler across the Klein line left side. Northwest in front, 67-59. Wallace dribbling through a double team. Adler chases him now to the right side. 20 seconds left on the shot clock, 2:18 left in the game. On the right side is Wallace, dribbles to the right wing. High post right for Starzl. Starzl goes right side, Cooper cutting the bucket, lays it up off the glass. No, and O'Brien with the rebound for the Mavericks. Alec Monahan with 2:05 left, 67-59 Northwest. Monahan hooks the pass left side, and it's Adler, a long three over Wallace, a high bounce off the rim, rebound to Wooten. Wooten up with a shot over Starzl, banks it in, and a foul. And now they're going to call a timeout. Wooten got it off the glass and in, and a timeout called by Minnesota State Mankato with 1:53 left. Northwest Missouri State 67, and Maverick 61. Back to Mankato in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
That's well inbound against full court pressure once again. Zach Snyder looks to inbound. And running the baseline, gets the inbound to Wallace, and a quick pass to Cooper. He'll take it across the timeline. Cooper, 2-on-1, will slow it up. Northwest wants to run over clock here with 1:47 left. Cooper dribbling, now back through the lane. Just a little right side, Starzl up with the shot. No, and the rebound open for in the lane for the Mavericks. Now it goes left side, on ahead. On the right side is Wooten. No, the three is on the way. Misses the rebound. O'Brien put back, misses it. Fight for the board underneath the bucket, and Wallace clears it away in the pack and gets an outlet to Cooper. Coach McCollum telling his team to settle down and slow it up here. Into the front court, Wallace takes the pass from Cooper. Now left side for Starzl, ball knocked out of bounds. Off of Starzl, Wooten was all over his back, and Northwest didn't get the call. Coach McCollum not happy at all over the last couple trips down the floor. And some of the physical play that for Northwest, not getting the calls there. 1:19 left, Northwest up by 6. Inbound Monahan for the Mavericks. He'll take it across the timeline. Now out front, dribbles left side, bounce pass out front, between the circles, a long three is good by Romasco. His second three of the game. Makes it a 3-point game, 67-64 with 1:07 left in this one. And Northwest missed on a couple of possessions that they got the defensive stop and just couldn't do anything at the other end.
Yeah, you know, they've hit a drought here scoring-wise. They get down to the offensive end. Granted, they want to run some clock, but they have not scored since the 3:15 mark. They've kind of focused a little bit too much on running clock. There's been a couple of drives where, you know, they did what they've been doing in the past in this game, and they were getting foul calls. They didn't get the foul calls this time around, but it's been since the 3:15 mark of this game that they've been able to put any points on the board. And right at that point, it was a 10-point game. Northwest had the lead. So a little 7-0 run here and making things interesting for the last minute plus in Mankato.
Northwest has led through much of this ballgame since very early on. They went on an 11-0 run, opened up the lead at one point, led by 20 in this one. And right now, up 67-64 with 1:07 left. Cats trying to make it an all-MIAA final to Central Region on Tuesday night, but a long time to go in this one with 1:07 and Northwest up by 3, 67-64. This is a big possession coming up for Northwest.
Yeah, the Cats just need to get points. Simple enough. They just need to get points. Obviously, you do want to try to run some clock, but that doesn't mean you want to pass up on an opportunity to make it a two-possession game.
Snyder, the freshman, will inbound for Northwest. The MIAA Freshman of the Year will have to inbound over T.J. Okafor, who's at 6'6", and has some long arms. He has to inbound around. Snyder, on the baseline, runs the inbound, and then he gets the inbound to Williams for Northwest. Now to Wallace. A minute left in the game. Northwest clinging to a 3-point lead. Wallace into the front court off the left side. Guarded by Hanks. Wallace dribbles right side. Now backs out on the right. Crossover dribble. 48 seconds left in the game. Cooper out to the top of the key. Down the lane. A little runner. Now dishes into the right corner. Snyder, a three from the right corner. Short. Rebound on the floor to Monahan. And here comes Minnesota State across the timeline. Hit from behind and a foul.
Oh, unbelievable.
Monahan went for a steal at midcourt. When they got Cooper the basketball, there was contact, and there was no call there. Coach was upset about here. He stumbled over Snyder's feet. Snyder wasn't even trying to make contact, and, of course, Monahan overplayed it a little bit and got the call, and that's got Coach McCollum absolutely livid.
And for Snyder, that'll be his fifth foul.
Wow.
36.2 seconds left. Northwest in front, 67-64. This will get Monahan to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. He's a 69% shooter this year. He's 6 of 10 at the line tonight. 36.2 seconds left. Monahan toes the line. Spins the ball in his hand, and the free throw on the way rolls in. Two-point game, Northwest 67, Minnesota State 65. Connor Tricker coming over to talk to go to the sideline now as Williams into the ballgame. Cozad also in for the Cats. At the free throw line, Monahan takes his time, trying to pull the Mavericks to within one. Free throw on the way, good. So two big free throws by Monahan. And Northwest up by one, looking at full court pressure. Inbound to Williams. Now to Cozad. Cozad finds right side Wallace. Wallace to Cooper on the left side. Drives, lays it up and too hard. Fight for the rebound. Stars will cruise it away and a whistle. And a held ball. Possession arrow should give it to Northwest.
I think Cooper was expecting more contact there when he went up for that layup, and the lack of contact had him off just a little bit.
Stars all tied up by with Okafor inside. Kozak comes to the sideline. Connor Kirker in. 27.5 seconds left. Northwest by 1, 67-66. Wallace on the baseline right, getting ready to inbound. Holds it. Gets the inbound right side. Williams in the right corner. 25 seconds left. And Williams is knocked to the floor. Fouled by Monahan. This will get Bryson Williams to the free throw line. With 23.8 seconds left. And Williams with an opportunity to give the Bearcats a three-point lead. Bryson Williams tonight, 2 of 2 at the line. On the year, 79% shooter. He has 6 points, all coming in the first half. Dribbles three times, buys the bucket, tight, shoots, and hits. 7 points for Williams, a two-point Bearcat lead, 68-66. Kirker to the bench, Funk into the ballgame. West with Starzo, along with Funk, Williams, Cooper, and Wallace. Bryson will have another free throw, trying to give the Cats a three-point lead with 23.8 seconds left. Nice look at free throw, good, nothing but net. Inbound goes to Monahan with 22 seconds left. Northwest up by three, 69-66. Monahan, top of the key, dribbles right side, hands off to Wooten. A long three, way out front, misses, but the long rebound chasing in the corner, and it's banked out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest or Minnesota State. Northwest will get it. Monahan trying to save it inbounds. It goes on the baseline, and the Cats will inbound with 12.3 seconds left in a three-point lead, 69-66. Wallace getting ready to inbound over T.J. Okafor. Clearing into the ballgame, Grant Pope to see his first action tonight as Monahan goes to the sideline. 69-66. Northwest by three. 12.3 seconds away from a trip to the championship game and face Central Missouri. Wallace to inbound. Gets it to Williams. Out of a double team in the right corner. Holds on to it and a timeout. Northwest with the timeout, 9.3 seconds left, still a three-point lead, 69-66.
One thing you want to try to do on this inbound is not inbound it in the corner. You basically have two extra defenders for Minnesota State there in the corner with the baseline and the sideline. So if at all possible, try to get it as close to the middle of the floor, somewhere in the paint, to give you some room to work with, looking for a pass so that a trap isn't going to be as effective.
There have been three ties in this game and only one lead change. That was early in the first half. Northwest built a 20-point lead at one point and holding on right now, leading by three with just over 9 seconds left in regulation. Out of the timeout, Cooper, Williams, Kirker, Starzl, and Wallace. Wallace will end down in the far right corner next to the Minnesota State bench. Wallace trying to end down over Okafor. Leaps up and down, and it passed, long pass down forward for Cooper. Lays it up on the left side with 6.7 seconds left. Northwest in front, 71-66. Now Hanks between the circles, a long three, runs out right. Rebound tipped high in the air, and the Bearcats are heading to the championship game Tuesday night.
What an effort by the Cats. What a tremendous effort tonight.
71-66. Northwest defeats the number one seed in this tournament, Minnesota State Mankato. And it will be an all-MIAA final Tuesday night, Northwest and Central Missouri.
Yeah, I think if you'd heard anybody predict that before this tournament, it wouldn't have been a surprise, and it's no surprise now that that is the case.
Cats coming in as the number five seed, Minnesota State Mankato, the number one seed. And we should have a heck of a game Tuesday night. But what a game here tonight. Cats building up a 20-point lead, and they were able to hold on for the win.
Absolutely. I mean, the effort at the end was tremendous. You know, they played it by the book how you were supposed to when they had that lead late. They just couldn't get shots to fall, couldn't get calls late, but didn't let that bother them, and eventually able to pull away with the win.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for a station notification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mercy, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 71-66, as they knock off the host team in this tournament. Minnesota State Mankato to go into the championship game Tuesday night. It will be a 7 o'clock tip-off as Northwest faces Central Missouri for the third time this season. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Northwest Missouri State into the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament of the NCAA Division II National Tournament with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, you talked about it. You knew that this Minnesota State Mankato team would have a run in them down the stretch and would make it a game. They were able to do it. Northwest was able to take their best shot and still come out with the win.
you're just not going to see blowouts, you know, in this point of the season. When you only have 32 teams left, now 16 teams left, you're not going to see many blowouts. Even if you do get out to a big lead, you know, the opponent is just too good to let that happen. So you knew eventually it was going to end up as a close game. Bearcats showed their character, showed their senior leadership, and used it all to their advantage to get this win tonight.
What about this crowd of Bearcat fans behind us, the noise they were making tonight? Again, a huge crowd from Minnesota State, obviously here in Mankato, the host school. The home team had a lot of people turn out, but the group behind us, they were making as much noise as the home folks tonight.
Absolutely, and you know, even since the end of the game just a few minutes ago, I've already had three texts of people that said, see you Tuesday. I'm sure that crowd is going to be a lot bigger in green on Tuesday night, which is awesome.
71-66, Northwest Missouri State with a win over Minnesota State Mankato in the semifinals of the Central Region. Again, Northwest faces Central Missouri on Tuesday evening. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 6:40 with our pregame from here in Mankato. We'll be back, have more for you on our postgame, including the Sheriff Award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
A program on the life of a Northwest Missouri State Pioneer computer programmer will take place this Thursday night in Jefferson City. It will feature the life of Gene Jennings Bartik and begins at 7 at the Missouri State Archives. An autobiography about Bartik was released back in November. Dr. John Rickman and Kim Todd, co-founders of the Gene Jennings Bartik Computing Museum at Northwest, edited the book. Rickman implemented the nation's first electronic campus at Northwest in 1987. He retired from the university in 2012 as Vice President of Information Systems. Todd serves at Northwest as a user consultant in the Department of Information Systems. Rickman and Todd will present a story about Bartik and discuss her book. Rickman says Bartik was a brilliant lady.
It was a real joy to know her and talk with her and hear about firsthand experiences with really historical events in the area of computing and invention of the first computer and being a first programmer ever of an electronic computer. She also was the team leader of a group that converted the ENIAC into the very first stored program computer ever, and that was a tremendous accomplishment.
Rickman says there are many interesting stories in the autobiography.
She was raised north of Stanbury. There's a really good story about a runaway horse she was on, and there's stories about her pitching baseball. She was a very good pitcher in baseball, and she enjoyed that a lot.
Rickman says he thinks everyone will find her life intriguing. The program on Gene Jennings Bartik will begin at 7 Thursday night at the Missouri State Archives in Jefferson City. The program is featured because of National Women's History Month. I'm Ben Nully for the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Minnesota, Mankato, Minnesota to be exact, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Minnesota State Mankato in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament. 71-66, the final score. Time for extra effort award. And Matt, for the second night in a row, we have to look at that point guard for the Bearcats.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good numbers out of Deshaun Cooper. He led all scorers in this one with 25 points, had 4 assists, 3 rebounds. But I think the biggest number on the night, 0 turnovers for Deshaun Cooper. And there were some times where there was a lot of pressure on the basketball, and he did not turn it over once tonight. So a great all-around effort by the player of the year in the MIAA.
Deshaun Cooper, extra effort award winner. When we come back, we'll hear from Bearcat assistant coach coming up, as we will hear from Austin Meyer. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the Central Region and Northwest Missouri State tonight, knocking off the host school, Minnesota State Mankato. Final score is 71-66. Northwest with the win. Joined now by assistant coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, what a game tonight. Built up an early lead, up by 20 at one point, and you're able to hold on down the stretch to pull out the win.
Yeah, we kind of carried it over from last night, especially early on. Offense was clicking. Deshaun was really good, attacking the paint, getting to the gut. Didn't turn it over. I don't know what we ended up for the game turnover-wise, but I think we did a pretty good job of taking care of it. And we hit shots. Zach hit some threes early on. And defensively, we were pretty good. We were pretty good. Wallace was into it, and Bryson was really good. Funk was really good on Monahan, and he's a heck of a player. If people hadn't seen him before, I don't know what he ended up with, but 16, I guess. But he's about as good as they get. In Division Two, and we did a really good job on him.
Now, Austin, before we go on here, just as I look over to the right, it looks like it's the end of a little kids' soccer league game or something. Here, you've got all the parents lining up as the Northwest players come out of their locker room here, kind of forming a little tunnel for them to come out of here.
Yeah, it was great. They were awesome. Being in an environment like this on the road, they were loud, and it brought us some added energy and no, it was awesome. It kind of felt like a home game, as loud as it got during some runs we had. And we really appreciate everybody coming out.
Yeah, one of the keys tonight, too, like last night, Northwest knocking down free throws.
Yeah, we made our free throws, and that's one thing. They really struggled from the line and missed some front ends of one-on-ones as well. But we did a great job. I only remember us missing a couple. Was it 25-28 from the game here? So, yeah, we only missed three free throws, so that was huge. Down the stretch, making some big ones, the technical free throws. Connor stepped up there and didn't hit rim on four straight free throws. So we were locked in and focused from the line. And in a game like this, that close, you got to make. If we're 22 of 28, it's a different ball game. So.
Yeah, and what a win from the standpoint. You go on the road. You're playing the host school in a region. Obviously, about three-quarters of this place was full of Maverick fans. A hostile environment came out, and really never got rattled and made the plays you really need to make down the stretch to pull out this win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we had a game that was like this early in the season playing at Drury, defending national champion, number one team in the country. In a hostile environment, and we had built a big lead, and we weren't able to close it out. Looking back now, it almost kind of felt like the same thing, because we had a big lead, and they chopped away and chopped away, made some plays down the stretch. But, you got to give credit to our guys. They continued to fight. When Minnesota State went on runs, we kept our composure. Guys weren't getting frustrated, and that's a big part of that is our five seniors. Kind of keeping everybody at keel and finishing it out.
Now, you've been a part of this program for a long time, both as a player and as a coach. Talking with you before you went on, you're a part of that team that made it out to Bakersfield to the Elite Eight as a player. How does this team compare to maybe some of the other teams that made runs toward the Elite Eight?
We're very balanced. We have a lot of guys that can score. And we have a stretch four, which is huge as well. And then obviously Deshaun and Dylan, it's hard to compare, now to then. But we got a chance if we guard, You know, I think some of our other teams were tough as well and guarded. I think we might be a little more talented offensively than some of those teams of the past, but it's hard to tell. I will say this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, win we've had, at least as long as I've been involved in the program. You know, coming in here, obviously, chance to get to the Sweet 16, like you said, playing on a road team's floor with a hostile environment, and it says a lot about the character of our guys and the work that they put into it to make the plays, finish the game, the type of kids they are, their composure, just all solid kids that they don't get rattled. You know, you saw there. You know, their big guy kind of got rattled, and we knew going in, you know, Dylan, you just got to keep your cool because he will get frustrated. And sure enough, he got that technical foul and took him out of the game, which is a huge play in the ball game.
Yeah, that was a really big guy. Just not only from the standpoint, just that's a big guy inside, but he was really having a heck of a second half up to that point.
Yeah, when it was going into him, he was scoring pretty much every time. And, you know, Dylan can guard him. You know, he was making some tough shots there inside, and he's really good. And yeah, not the best play to take yourself out of the game like that, but we're glad it happened.
Yeah, one more game here in the Central Region. They face a familiar opponent on Tuesday night. Central Missouri knocked off Missouri Southern earlier, so we got an all-MIAA championship game coming up Tuesday evening. Not a lot of surprises when you face the Mules coming up Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's gonna be a battle again. You know, we played them twice and you know, played really well and beat them pretty handily at home, and then it's kind of the opposite at their place. You know, they're much better at home, but obviously we're much better at home as well. I just hope that, you know, we're in a groove right now. We're playing well. Hopefully we can carry this confidence in, and you know, at the same time, they played really, really well against Southern today, and it was, you know, Southern made it a game late, but they pretty much, you know, controlled the game the entire game, and it's going to be, you know, we're familiar with each other. We know what each other's going to run, you know, personnel stuff, so it's going to come down to, you know, who can, you know, just execute better, play harder, and keep their composure, play with energy is going to be the difference.
Yeah, it seems like Central stubbed their toe in that opening round or the quarterfinal round game of the conference tournament down in Kansas City a little over a week ago, but it seemed like a more focused team after that now.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's not a bad thing to lose like that to kind of refocus you. And yeah, they're going to be ready to go, obviously, at this point in the year if you can't get up for it. No matter who you're playing, you know, a chance to go to the Elite Eight. You know, we've only been there, I think, two times in school history. And, you know, we feel like, a win like this against a team like this on their floor, obviously we're not going to play any more road games. And this is as good a team as there is, I believe, in the country. So, you know, it's, if we come ready to play and compete and execute, you know, we got a chance at this thing.
Well, three out of four of the teams in the semifinals, MIAA squads here, so it says a lot for the conference, I think, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we obviously, like I said before, we're a little biased, but feel our conference is the strongest in Division II. You know, night in, night out, our league, top to bottom. You know, going on the road, you don't just go on the road, and there's no gimme games. You know, we saw us going to Nebraska-Kearney and pulling out a win there. It's a tough league. A lot of good players, a lot of good coaches, and I think it's good to represent the league that well in a tournament setting like this.
Now you've got a day off to get ready for the matchup Tuesday night. After a couple of games here, I guess the day off right now it comes at a good time for this.
Yeah, definitely. Just a chance. Obviously, we won't do much on the floor tomorrow. We'll walk through some stuff on Central, some stuff we've seen already, and let them sleep in a little bit. Tomorrow we already got breakfast planned, so we planned it. We planned it all the way through. We packed till Wednesday, so this was part of the plan. Like I said yesterday, we didn't come here to win one, and you know, I don't think we came here to win two either. So you know, we want to get it done on Tuesday night and keep playing.
Now, do you throw in anything a little bit different, a different twist for Tuesday night game of Central, or is it just a case you go out and do what you do, and Central comes out and does what they do, and come out and whoever does it comes out the best? Or?
Yeah, for the most part, we're kind of you know, do what we do, team, and we feel like if we execute and do what. What we do regularly, we'll have a chance to win. But there'll be some coach will put in some little things, some offensive stuff. He'll go back to the hotel and he'll watch film till 4 a.m. again, and he'll have it pegged out. So
he'll probably do a little laundry too.
Yeah.
Got to get that lucky shirt ready to go.
Yeah, got to wear the same clothes and do all the same stuff. So we eat the same restaurants and. But, no, it's fun.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us. That's Austin Meyer, assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. Again, Northwest with the win 71-66 over Minnesota State Mankato. We'll be back Wrap it up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As we wrap things up after a semifinal round win of this Central Region, Northwest with the win over at Minnesota State Mankato, 71-66. Matt, good ball game tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Very exciting. And like I said, the thing that I thought was big is just, you know, we've talked about how the five seniors shows such great leadership this year, and they needed that tonight in the last 5 minutes of this game. You know, they sat on that 67 mark for about 2.5 minutes or so while Minnesota State continued to chip away at the lead and get within a couple of points. And right then, you know, you don't have seniors, you may break down and may not make it out of that, but the Cats were able to do that tonight.
As we look at the totals here for Northwest, 40% from the field tonight, 21 of 52. They were just 4 of 13 on threes tonight, but four of those came early in the ball game when Zach Snyder came off the bench and knocked down four three-pointers there early in the first half.
Yeah, I think there weren't a lot of them, but they were well-timed threes for Northwest for sure.
And Northwest at the free throw line again tonight, shooting very well at the line, 25 of 28 for 89%. Cats were out-rebounded by three by Minnesota State Mankato, 37-34. Turnovers, 10 turnovers apiece for both of these teams. And for Northwest, two players in double figures. Deshaun Cooper had 25 and Zach Snyder with 13. Minnesota State had three players in double figures, paced by Zach Monahan along with Asim Murai, who had 16 points apiece. And then 12 points for Connor O'Brien. And that's the double figure scorers out of that one for Minnesota State.
And that's another big play when you mentioned Murai, him picking up that technical foul after being called for a foul. He went from three fouls to out of the ball game with, I think that was about 6 minutes left or a little more than 6 minutes left in the game. So that's going to be another big key, them losing a leader like that.
Well, one person very happy tonight, I think, has to be MIAA Commissioner Dr. Bob Boerichter. He's got two conference teams into the championship game of this region.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's nice to see Northwest hold up their end. You'd figure you might get one out of the other side of the bracket because all three of the other MIAA teams are on one side of the bracket. So three out of the four teams on that side, you figure you'd get one of them in. But the Bearcats able to hold their own on the other side, knocking off the NSIC, I guess, beating both NSIC teams that were here. So it should be a good Tuesday.
Well, it's round three of a matchup between Northwest and Central Missouri, the two teams holding service at home, and third time for the regional championship.
And I tell you what, from what we have seen in the previous matchups, Tuesday's going to be a fun basketball game, that's for sure.
And we'll have that for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. Airtime will be 6:40. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off on Tuesday night here in Mankato as the two conference teams have to travel north for this battle. It will be a 7 o'clock tip-off again at the Taylor Center here on the Minnesota State Mankato campus. Again, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock is tip-off time. Our thanks to Matt Gorder here in Mankato. Also, Dylan Rainey, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Mankato, Minnesota. All right.